cross. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to our live transmission on this very day, the 12th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now in London, United Kingdom, is exactly 7:05 PM in the evening. It is 8:05 PM also in the beloved land of Biafra. And these number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you may be. We are live at this precise moment. We are direct and we are coming to you with everything we have got wrapped up in truth and honesty as usual. To all of you joining us for the very first time, due to your friends telling you about what we are doing, to those of you that stumbled upon our broadcast because you are blessed and directed towards this very platform, this very noble temple, for the dissemination and the propagation of every truth that we can muster to aid our restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. We are fallible because we are human beings, but in the end we prevail because the grace and the mercy of heaven is with us and because we speak the truth. Always without prevarication, without any equivocation, without retreating, without surrendering, even in the presence of our enemies, we proclaim this very gospel in truth and honesty. Because you have joined us from all the corners of this very planet, because you have jettisoned everything that you are doing, abandoned all that you scheduled to do, to partake and participate in this very offering, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you. Those of you in the far eastern part of this very world, our people in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in Australia, in Taiwan, in Japan, the ones in China, those of you in Hong Kong, the ones in Singapore that made contact with us, the ones in Vietnam, the ones in Cambodia. It just does not matter where you are. As long as you're led by the Spirit, as long as you have tuned in to 97.6 Biafra FM broadcasting on the CHK dial. CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. Some of you can, of course, get us on 97.3. Some are listening on 97.4. It doesn't matter. Across the entire range and spectrum of 97.3 to 97.7, ostensibly 97.6, you will find us spreading this very divine gospel. We are also on satellite because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. We will continue to encourage you to install satellite receivers for your parents, for your relatives in Biafra land and in the wider zoo, that they may also partake and participate in what we are doing. Our project to propagate our signal is ongoing. It is a very arduous and expensive job to do, but we are doing it. We are bequeathing to Biafran people for the very first time a long-lasting media infrastructure that will outlive everybody. It will last forever and ever. Therefore, we represent the only people capable from time immemorial to instigate, to install a media platform that we can unite our people all around the world from. That is why we are formidable. Radio Biafra is also online, and we can be accessed via www.radiobiafra.co. If you have anybody call you and say, I cannot get Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6, please direct them to satellite. If they scan their satellite decoder for Radio Biafra, they will find us there. If they cannot find us there, please ask them to get some data and go online. Because we are the only people, I repeat, we are the only people right now, this very second, in the whole of Africa, Black Africa, capable of simultaneously broadcasting on radio, on satellite and online at the same time. Perhaps you didn't quite get that, and I will repeat. Radio Biafra is the only media broadcasting on radio, broadcasting on satellite, and also online via your mobile phones, your tablet, which is iPad and Samsung Tab if you have them, or Kindle, or any of those sort. We are also on your laptop. Radio Biafra can be accessed via your mainframe computer. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be listening. We are everywhere. The only indigenous broadcaster capable of simultaneous broadcast across different platforms at the same time. Precisely the same time, what you're hearing via your radio in Biafra land this very minute on CHK 97.6, you are also hearing on satellite, if you have a satellite receiver, across the whole of Africa, Middle East, and also Southern Europe. The same thing that you're hearing on your satellite, for those of you, it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you are in Uzbekistan, you will be able, I think somebody rang us from there once anyway, you will be able to listen to Radio Biafra. For those of you in the Philippines, they are also listening. The ones in the Cayman Islands, they are also listening. How are they listening to Radio Biafra? All these people all over the world at the same time, at the same minute, the same second, they are doing so online. Some of them are on radiobiafra.co. All the W's in this world. www.radiobiafra.co. Some of them are listening via Radio Biafra Forum. Some of them are on IPOB Biafra.org. Indigenous People of Biafra.org. We are on IPOB. We are on Indigenous People of Biafra. If you go to TuneIn, where every serious radio station on earth is listed. If you're not on TuneIn, you are not a radio station. Ask those using Skype to yap. They will tell you. Before they register you, they must access you and make sure that you're a proper radio station. Radio Biafra is on TuneIn.com. You can download the app on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, even on your computer. Search for Radio Biafra once you go into www.tunein.com. We are there. You will be able to find us. Pin it on your desktop. Pin it on your home screen so that when you tap it, you go into Radio Biafra immediately without hesitation. Radio Biafra is also streaming on rblworld.tv. www.rblworld.tv. We are also on radioforest.net. Radioforest, all one word, .net, N-E-T. Why have we given you all this information? We have given it to you, so if you can't get us on radio, you can get us on satellite. If you cannot get us on satellite, you can get us online. If you cannot get us via radiobiafra.co, we are also on ipob.org. If you can't get us there, go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If we are not there, go to tunein.com. Download the app. If you cannot get it, go to radioforest.net. We have millions listening all over the world. Bandwidth is always an issue. The companies are complaining to us. Who are you people? Each time you are on, you drain all our bandwidth. I said, because we are all over the world. And Chukwa Biama is our God because we are directly descended from heaven. And on that very note, I will offer praise and adoration to God Almighty Chukwa Biama for what He has continued to do in our lives, for His care, for His abiding love, for His protection, despite our shortcomings as human beings. He continues to look down upon us with mercy, with kindness, and with grace. And for that reason, and for what He commanded us to do in Exodus chapter 20, as verified this morning also in the Acts of Apostles, we continue to venerate, to adore, to honor, to praise, to worship the only one true God in heaven, Chukwa Biama, and no other. For He commanded us to. He commanded us to be faithful, to be dedicated, to be honest unto His holy name, now and forever. That in the end, all that we have been able to accomplish, including the coming of His kingdom upon the face of this very earth, every honor, every glory will belong to His name for that very purpose forever and ever. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB, all over this very planet Earth. The commander of all her loyal forces, and believe you me, there are many. There are so many. Very loyal, very dedicated, and as I prayed to heaven, I said to Chukwa Biama, there were those you created, as you told us before we were born, you knew what we are to become. There are those of us who were born for this very purpose, the purpose of the restoration of your kingdom upon the face of the earth, that humanity may know that you are God. Lo and behold, they are coming out from every nook and cranny. Our land is abuzz with excitement because they understand that at last we have managed to call down the glory of the Most High from heaven upon this very earth. And for that reason, Biafra will come, and this army is assembling. We are about to show them something very different and decisive. The men we have assembled have come to die, not to live. They have come to die that Biafra may live. You must understand that. The reason why we were born is for this very purpose, and we must fulfill it. We have not come to do business. We have not come to open shop anywhere. We have not come to work for anybody. We have come to serve heaven. We have come to restore Biafra, and our job is done. And we are going to do it, or everything will die with us. Everything will perish. You have no choice in this. That is why we will not vote come the 28th. That is why heaven will bear us witness. That is why we will continue. And as long as I remain the director of Radio Biafra, by the very special grace of heaven, we cannot retreat. We can never surrender. We will not withdraw an iota. Never, ever, ever. We only march forward because heaven is our witness. We will remain incorruptible, not knowing the corruptions that have afflicted the damnable Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We will remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. We will never, ever, ever do anything else apart from restore Biafra in truth and honesty, or we all die and perish. At this point in time, I will invite the very eminent and accomplished barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who will join us, and I will also urge him to welcome each and every one of you, acknowledge your presence wherever you may be, and in the same token, be able to enthuse, to energize, to make you understand and appreciate the essence and need for the restoration of our country, that we may once again be known as a dignified and civilized people. The barrister is here, and he will speak. Barrister, I presume that you can hear me.
Absolutely, Director. Good evening.
You may proceed. Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. We are here again. Do not say, oh, no. We are here every day. There's no excuse we cannot extend. We cannot exchange ourselves. There's no substitute. Radio Biafra has no secondary. We are one and the only. We cannot exchange ourselves for any other person. We are here and we are Radio Biafra. We will broadcast until Biafra is restored. That is the oath we took. So, if you are prepared to go along with us, you have to be tenacious, you have to be forthcoming, you have to be resilient, and you have to be well endowed with endurance. That's what we crave here. We thank you for your listenership, for your support financially. In any way, you have given support to Radio Biafra and to the entire people of Biafra, those who help us in tweeting, those who help us in Facebooking, those who help us in writing things down in order to achieve Biafra. We are very grateful. We cannot do anything without you. We are proud of all of you, but we must remain focused. There will be distractions. There will be detractors. But once you remain focused, Biafra must come. This is our contract with you, that the Biafra we are looking for must come. At the end of the year, you ask us how far. We bring all of you to hearing with us. Those who are waking up, those who are already awake, and those who will be waking, because our program is now 24 hours. If you don't hear it, wait for it in the next half an hour or the next day. You will hear a repeat of what we told when you were not there. That is how we are masterpiece. You cannot see us anywhere else. Not in any continent. We welcome all of you. I also use this particular time to thank all the directorate it, because what you're hearing is not engineered by one person. We are many in Australia, in New Zealand, United States of America, in Europe, or the whole of Africa. We are wired together, a unit. We thank you. But in the end, Director Onwa Kanu, the only man who is subject to anything, he is ubiquitous. He can be here today, tomorrow, he's in Biafra land. The next day, he's in the United States of America, casting the same thing. The world, so you say, doesn't change. One man who remains fixed like a northern star, of whose fixed and resting qualities you can never find him anywhere. We approach all of you to join with us. And good evening to all of you, Director. Yeah.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, as you have always done, and as you will continue to be with us, because Chukwu Abiama is indeed your God, will strengthen, guide, and sustain you for this battle that is to come. Because this battle will come, darkness will once again confront light, and this time around, light will prevail. You can only blot out the rays of the sun, only but for a short while, but in the end, light will always overcome darkness. Because we are the children of light, here on this very radio station, Radio Biafra, did one of our brothers confess and proclaim that even the word Item as a town means Ihe, which is light. Wherever you go to, we represent the light. Wherever you go to, we determine the outcome of the interaction of one man with another to the service and glory of heaven. And Chukwu Abiama will bless all of you as you join us this evening. This is our evening edition, and this is Radio Biafra. You must understand that. That is our name, Radio Biafra. We started existing long, long time ago. Our fathers made sure that this name came into the knowledge of humanity. And we said that that name will never die. Radio Biafra will exist. It will usher in Biafra. And that is exactly what we are going to do. Once again, accept my welcome this very evening and tell those who are around you to please congregate around their listening device. Our lines will open later on because Radio Biafra is an interactive radio platform. You will call us. We will acknowledge your call. We will accept it graciously. You will speak and humanity will hear your voice. But I must warn you, if you are calling Radio Biafra, there is one very critical, very important notice for you to be aware of. As soon as you hear my voice, if you call Radio Biafra and you hear my voice, you will walk away from the room where you are if you're listening with some people, or you turn your system off. If you call Radio Biafra and we take your call, if I hear any noise in the background resembling that of a radio, I will cut you off. You will not be able to speak. If you persist in calling, I will block your number. You can never get us again. Please, the reason why it has to be this way is because the whole world is listening. Heads of states of the world, governments of the world listen to Radio Biafra. We need to show them how civilized we are, that we are capable of following very simple instruction and behaving in a way that is befitting of people who are civilized. Arguably, the only civilized people from Black Africa. When you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down. Turn it off or walk away from the room. If you hear my voice and you're listening through your phone, through your Skype headset or whatever it is, you must immediately begin to speak. If I say to you, I can hear you, what is your name and where are you calling from? You will proceed to start speaking, please. Don't bother if your voice is coming out or not, because it will. It will take about 3 to 5 seconds and you will hear what you have just said over your phone. Do not wait for that to happen, please. Continue to speak to us, because we need everything that you have to offer. Thank you very much, because this evening you're about to learn. You will understand, you will appreciate. And before I go to the news headlines and accompanying news summary, there is a very minor issue of Ishekiri, which I want to clear. Somebody wrote to me and said, you have not finished it. You have to try and finish it. When the British came, following the partition of Africa by Europeans, somewhere around, I think it was 1884 to 1885, at the Berlin Conference, before they brought you Christianity, they sat down and decided amongst themselves, let us go and devour these savages in Africa. They shared up all our territories amongst themselves. They gave every African an artificial boundary, fake and fictitious. And then they came down and they brought everything with them. One of the things they brought down with them is a strategy to make us donkeys forever and ever. They took away the human in us and allowed us to just be a being. You cannot reason properly, because that was how they designed it. You can study from now, you can accumulate 1,000 PhDs. You will always lack the ability to reason. They can educate you. You can study in their own way. And some of you don't know, there was somebody who was debating with me a while ago. She said to me, but if not for them, you would have been in the village of Pawantapa. And I said, I would have been a very happy Pawantapa, because I have honor and dignity. Honor and dignity, money cannot buy it. Do you know that even as Obama is, there are some places Obama will go in America and they will still call him a nigger and tell him that they don't want him here. No honor and no dignity. That's the meaning of it. If you have honor and dignity, you will not be anywhere. Every blessed day you are begging. Oh, is my child? Did my child suffer from racism today? Did anybody insult my child? Did anybody call my child a black monkey? Did anybody call my child nigger? Every day of your life you worry. If your child comes second in the class, you are thinking, oh my God, this word teacher. Am I sure that my child didn't come first and they made him second? Always worrying, because you lack honor and dignity. You are in places where you are not supposed to be. The British came with the device to give you the ability to read and write in their own way. But they forgot to tell you that before they came, that you built pyramids at Udi. The same type that you have in Egypt. Maybe not as big in scale. You don't know that before, but we're telling you this evening. In Udi, there were pyramids. And the white man quickly brushed it over and said, no, it doesn't exist. Ndiyoshi. Before the white man came, your teachers did not tell you this in the Zoological Republic. You go to school, but they don't teach you anything. But this evening on Radio Biafra, you have been advised, informed, and educated those who came here before. There is a way of writing called Incibidi. Incibidi. Do you know that Biafran people used to write letters before the white man came? Do you know they had their own alphabets in CBD? Do you know that somebody from Olo can write a letter and they can deliver it to Nri or to Aguleri? Do you know that before? Do you know that your forefathers used to write letters? Letter. You never knew, did you? Some of you may not believe me, but go and ask white people. Go anywhere you are, type into your browser in CBD. N-S-I-B-I-D-I. N-S-I-B-I-D-I in CBD. And they will tell you that this is a form of writing from Igbo land. type in Udi pyramid and you will see that your ancestors used to build magnificent structures before darkness came. How many can hear Joe and Chukwuabiama left them? And from that day, they stopped learning. They forgot that they used to write before. before the white man came, because our people embarked upon evil. Darkness overcame the land. Evil men, the same way you have evil politicians today. Evil was so rife in the land. Chukwu Abiama sent darkness. Everybody became blind overnight to what was happening before. Our parents, they stopped writing to each other. From being at the forefront of science and technology, they became people that lived in mud houses. These things they don't teach you in the schools, in the zoo. If you go out tomorrow, instead of A, B, C, D, your own people had a way of writing and communicating. And they knew Chukwu Abiama in heaven as their God before the white man came and rendered asunder everything that held us together. And as that family, very, very famous poet and writer said, the center could not hold anymore and things fell apart. If you don't know who you are, please at least start by reading Things Fall Apart. Then you'll begin to understand who you are. When the white man came, I have not gone to the news headlines and summary, please. I'm just trying to give you a preamble to tonight's electrifying edition of Radio Biafra, as always. I want to tell you that Ishekiri is Igbo. But when the white man came, they deliberately misspelled the names of our people and made it to sound more like Yoruba to confuse them, to bring division and enmity between them. But the flag and the banner of battle of the Nana of Ishekiri is at Greenwich Museum in London, here in London. And when I went to Greenwich Museum to research the history of my people, something struck me. When I looked at the flag of the Nana, who is the ruler of Ishekiri, traditional, the ruler, not a king, but just the titular head, I looked at the flag they carried into battle when the British came. And do you know what I saw there? In the British books in the library, they said it's Nana Olomu. When you read the name Olomu, you would think maybe somehow they could be Yoruba. Who knows? We are not sure. But when I looked at the banner they carried into battle and what their proper name is, I discovered that the name is actually Aloma. And the flag is there. It says Nana Aluma's son, Aloma, not Olomu, in Greenwich in London. The white man insisted on calling him Olomu when his name is Aloma. Nana, this Shekiri. You see, all these attempts is for the Yoruba boy yesterday, and thank goodness you reminded me. All these things, if I don't expect anybody to, I will circulate this very banner, this battle banner. It is everywhere. You will see it at Greenwich Library, and I went researching because I have been studying Biafra for nearly 20 years now. This is my 28th year of studying, nothing else apart from Biafra. Of course, I went to school, that is correct. But during my spare time, the only thing I did was to research Biafra. Who are these people? Where did the name come from? Who are they and what made them special? The research is still ongoing. But I can tell you, we have accumulated so much information that no bastard will dare stare in our face and try to challenge this very viewpoint. It's impossible. You'll be crushed under the weight of overwhelming evidence. Scientific, I don't believe in conjecture and hypothesis. I believe in verifiable facts and proof. There was no Nana Olomu. It was Aloma. So that you will understand where you come from. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, whatever you are. We must welcome you once again. And our lines are not open. When our lines open, I will give you the numbers. Because when I give the numbers before we open our lines, we are inundated with calls and flooded with calls. Please, restrain yourselves from calling until we are ready to take your calls. And that will be immediately after the news headlines and accompanying summary. And also after Barrister may have spoken, if he can get in on time, because the lines are always congested. And all of you working back in Biafra land, we commend your effort. The work you're doing for security reasons I cannot announce on air. But we acknowledge all of you. All of you, the work that you're doing. All of you. You are the children of the Most High, and Chukwa Biama is your God. Very, very important to continue to do your job and to continue to walk silently the way you have been walking, please. Enemies are bound. All the Awasa blood in our midst answering our names that are now beginning to emerge. And they will all die. Of course they will. Because there will be no mercy. Your mama, your papa, I can come over on. One thing to say to and then there will be no mercy. There will be no forgiveness. They will open their mouth and say, oh, but at least I will tell them to go to hell. I don't know who you are. Because you are evil. Wherever they are, we'll find them. Very, very shortly. Everybody should please relax a little bit. Very soon, we commence work globally. All of them, they will fall. I said all of them. And there will be no mercy. There will be no pity. They will understand how serious we are. Then in our Saturday, we have evil blood in our midst. You see them, they answer our names. They even eat up with some of them. But deep down, they are evil. I have not told you before, if you want to kill an Awasa Fulani person, give them apple to eat. Do you know their stomach cannot digest it? It will kill them. Mad people. Let's continue. Benue monarch seeks help over Fulani militia's invasion. Fulani are everywhere. The same way they invaded Awasa land, they are now invading Benue. Everywhere there, they are overrunning it. People are still crying, and now it is beginning to resonate amongst the chattering, illiterate, so-called corrupt elites in the zoo that Benue is in trouble. The TV people in Benue are in absolute mess for the role they played in the suppression of the children of heaven. They are today paying their price. And what I'm asking TV people today is, can you look around you? Who are the ones invading your farmlands and killing you? The last time I checked, they said they are Fulani headsmen. I thought they would be Igbo headsmen. The same person with the cattle in your land today killing you was the same person that came and told you an Igbo man is your problem. Everybody, even as distant as Kwara, oh, what is your problem? It's an Igbo man. Oh, they have a shop there. They are doing so well. When you go to school, they are so intelligent. They come for second, third in the class all the time. Every successful business is an Igbo man. What is wrong with them? We hate them. Why do you hate an Igbo person? Why, by Igbo, I mean all Biafran people. If you want us to go into that debate now, we can. But everybody is Igbo. For Yoruba, if you're listening, before your Niger Delta and South, you know, is Yoruba. I'm thinking of the new name they are going to give them now. Because they control the media, they can give you any name and you answer it. We are one people, Biafrans. Before the advent of any other person, we existed as a people. That is why some of us descended direct from heaven. If you go to Ibek, where I come from, they will tell you we jumped down from heaven direct. We didn't come from anywhere. My goodness me. We are one people, every Biafran. What is your problem? They will not use the word Biafra. They understand that if they use the word Biafra, it will encompass everybody. They will tell you your problem is an Igbo man. Everywhere you go to, if you go to Zamfara, it's an Igbo man. You go to Gongola, then it's an Igbo man. If you go to Adamawa, what is your problem? It's an Igbo man. What have they done to you? Nothing. They are successful. Chukwa Biama is their God. They are successful men and women all over the world. Even before we left the shores of our homeland, there was a mathematician called Chikobi, of world famous, who has written the most widely read book from that part of the world. It's Chinua Achebe, not Shoyinka. Chinua Achebe, translated in over 250 languages. Who are the finest scientists you have? sadly, Dayibo, I'm sorry to tell you. The finest brains you have. Igbo. The only black country in the world to develop their own weapons and armaments. Who are they, Biafran people? The only place where children as young as 12 can manufacture a rocket. That is why they hate you. Because you are intelligent. Because Chukwuma Biama blessed you. If you go all over the world, every great invention, there is an Israeli behind it in the whole world. Go and check. Do you know Einstein is Jewish? Do you know Michael Faraday that gave electricity has Jewish blood? Do you know that Edison is Jewish? Do you know that the boy that gave you Facebook is Jewish? Do you know that Hollywood in America is Jewish? Are you aware of that? There are some blessings that we possess that Yoruba cannot cover it. Awosa cannot cover it. It's from heaven. That is why you are special. That is why I castigate you. That is why I'm upset with you, because you don't know who you are. As in our name, if you don't know who you are, I will disregard you. I will tell you you're nothing, because you don't know who you are. Somebody wrote to me today and said we should be kind and merciful. That we should tell our people who they are. Then if they fail to listen, then we go after them. That is why we are trying to be very gentle this evening to let you know who you are. That you are a special creation of heaven. The reason why you are in the darkest part of Africa is because Chukwuma Biama wants to save black people last. And somebody has to do that very work. That is your job. That is why the white man knows that if you allow Biafra to be independent, every black person, including President Obama, will be free. They know that very well amongst themselves. That is why they said, you can never come. But Chukwuma Biama made them to be like Pharaoh, you see. They will say no to the coming of Biafra like Pharaoh did. They will do everything and say, no, we don't want them, we'll pursue them. The last miracle that most of you will ever encounter is the coming of Biafra. As we are surrounded by enemies, both real and imagined. Enemies everywhere. In the midst of that siege and affliction, envy and hatred, our banner will be risen. Chukwuma Biama made it so. Do you know why? So that you will know that he delivered you. That you didn't do it yourself. Igbo people are very, very, I would say, the people of Igbo extraction, I would say, which encompasses everybody. Idoma, Igala, Isoko, Ishekiri, Urobo, Ijo, Ibibio, Efik, everybody, all of these people I have mentioned are very, very special group of people. If you were not special, Chukwuma Biama wouldn't have protected you from Islam. That is how you know. When you wake up in the morning and you are not a Muslim, you are not living within an Islamic conquered territory, then you know you're the child of heaven. You people are very, very special. Your stupidity, Amagiheni Beribun, is the reason why we are very, very angry with you. You don't know who you are. And I failed to remind you of who you are. But today we are telling you, backed up by years of research and history, that you are very, very special. in the sight of Chukwu Abiyama. And he wants to preserve you. And for that very reason, you must be sensible. You must abandon darkness and embrace light. You must abandon ignorance and embrace reason. That is the only way to allow his kingdom to come down from heaven upon the face of this very earth and dwell amongst you. When we are upset with you, it is because you don't know who you are. It makes me mad. Today, Israel has discovered who they are, and you don't mess with them. You just don't. The same way, you will understand who you are. Wherever you have the children of God, isn't it very, very funny? Like Israel, they always give you sea to the side. There is always a body of water to somewhere. And then the rest is all enemies. And then you have the deep blue sea. Exactly the same thing in Biafra land, surrounded by enemies and the deep blue sea. There's no difference. Chukwu Abiyama is consistent. He never changes. That is why Exodus 21 will never leave me. Impossible. We continue. Benue people are crying. It is no longer Biafra people killing us. No longer Biafra people everywhere. Oh, it is Igbo man who is killing me. Igbo man has a shop. He's killing me. What has somebody building a shop got to do with your life? I came to your place and I bought land. And I built a business. You people are the ones drinking the oil from my land. You took the oil and I said yes. You said I should go into buying and selling. I said, okay, there's no problem. Why then are you still jealous and envious? Today you are getting your comeuppance. Fulani headsmen, not Igbo headsmen, are killing TV people. I hope you understand. They said Igbo man was your problem, but now you know it is actually a Fulani man that is your problem, not an Igbo man. I hope some of you will come to your senses. A retired primary school teacher slumps in Ibadan. We'll tell you why a primary school teacher collapsed. Retired, collapsed. And once I said retired and collapsed, I am sure you must have an idea what must have happened. Eleganya, he has gone for his pension and they told him, we don't have your name as a teacher here before. As they did to my uncle at UNN. University of Nigeria, Nsukka, yes. My uncle went there to go and collect his pension and they told him that he has never worked at biological sciences before. His colleagues are telling him this. Those that came for his send-off party, those that attended his retirement party, he went back and they said, your name is not here. I'm not sure you have worked here before. He went into a shock from which he never recovered because he never believed that human beings can be that cruel. And he died. May his soul rest in peace. Warri youths protest because 80% of Hausa people got employment at the Petroleum Training Institute, as we have said here before. I think they have one also in Ebema. This is in Uguta. Petroleum Training Institute in Biafra land. They are going to Sokoto to go and bring people to train to do petrol work. But the petrol is in our land. They go to Hausa to bring Hausa to come and do petroleum training. But our own children, they don't have any jobs. At least, I commend Warri youth for doing something. For doing something at last. We continue. We tell you why for you to be a baboon from the zoo, not my word, I'm talking about Buhari, what Buhari said, that baboons and dogs, their blood will be soaked. Is it that they will all be killed if he loses election this year? That's what he told you before. I have it on my Facebook wall. So you can go and see it very well if you want. It's everywhere being circulated by people. He said, I will soak dogs and baboons in blood if I lose in 2015. So he called you baboon. At least they know that you are monkeys. It's not my fault. Buhari said so, not me. And he's a general. without certificate, of course. And some of you are following evil. Nobody, they discuss the certificate. If it's in America, if this man was running in the USA, the journalists will hold it until you produce that certificate. They will not leave you alone. That is the difference between white people and black journalists, because they're useless. Black journalism is rubbish in Africa. If Buhari was contesting in England or any other civilized country in the world, journalists every day will ask him, unless you give us your certificate, we will not listen to you. Unless you produce it, we cannot listen to you because you are a fraud. But do you know that there are black people that studied in America? Are they talking about Buhari certificate today? The answer is no. Ask yourself why. Because being black people, there is something evil. Ekwensu, that is Lucifer, is inside them. That blinds them from seeing the truth and pursuing the truth. If Buhari was an American, if he doesn't produce that certificate, they will not give him rest and he will not run for office. Are you surprised that in America they can make aeroplane? They can fly man to the moon? They have 24 hours electricity? If you go there, you will find work to do. You will find a house to rent and to live in, and you can raise your family. Why do you think that is the case? It's because of the spirit to pursue the truth that's inside them. They have an innate, no matter how bad white people are, they have it inside them to pursue the truth. You see Obama. If Obama commits a crime inside the White House, his own security detail will arrest him. If he breaks the Constitution, the same person sent to guard him will tell him, Mr. President, you are under arrest for such and so thing that you have done. Can you black monkeys do it? The answer is no. And then you're wondering why they're developing and you're not. It's not because of the non-availability of technology. It is because you are full of evil. In any country of the world, the mantra every day for journalists should be, Buhari, where is your study? If you have not answered question number one, you cannot go to number two. You are playing with people's lives. If you have come out to run, where is your certificate? Where is it? Will you employ a doctor who is not qualified to treat you? Your wife is pregnant and there is need for cesarean to be performed to cut her open and bring out the baby. Are you going to call a mechanic to do it? You'll be looking for a doctor. And are you a qualified doctor to do this? They said there is a minimum qualification before you can contest. Do you have that minimum qualification, Mr. Major General Buhari? The answer is no, you don't have it. Then why are you running? If you ask them, where is your certificate? They label you. The fact of the matter is that there is a requirement. That is why Oyibo is better than you. If you come to contest, they just don't look at your certificate. They go and check if your nanny, the person, your babysitter, if you're even paying your babysitter very well at all or not. They will look at the status of your gardener. Are you employing people illegally? Talk less of no certificate. They will throw you in prison. Talking about you have come here to ruin something for them that Washington built, that Jefferson built, you want to destroy. They won't let you destroy it. That is the difference between the white race and the black race. The white race insists, they must insist on righteousness prevailing when their interest is concerned, before you call and start yapping rubbish. When their self-preservation is concerned, they insist on people doing the right thing. How about you? Why can't people come out today and say that Buhari is not qualified to run because he is not educated enough to run. He has no certificate. That is the law. You can't say it, can you? All the idiots will say in Imo State, oh, Radio Biafra is sponsored by PDP. Did PDP sponsor Buhari not to go to school? Where is Buhari's certificate? People hear how we lambast Jonathan here. Without mercy, we are saying nobody should go out and vote. They still talk about rubbish. They should be lamenting. Because all of the things they have been doing, all of them, we've been videoing them. Once we launch our TV on satellite, the whole world will be watching it. Then we'll be showing the world what people have been doing with people's money. All your houses, we have videoed them, we have them ready and waiting. Only when Sobu. The worst thing to ever happen to you is the coming of Radio Biafra. You people are finished. Honestly. And we'll pursue you wherever you go to. I can ask you. My mom and mother will pursue you people. Because you are evil. Why did I do all that detour? I'm sure some of you know Samuel Eto'o. At one time, the best paid footballer in the whole world when he transferred to Anzhi of Russia to go and play football, having left Barcelona. Do you know he went to West London to go and buy a wristwatch? They looked at him and said, you are a Nigerian. You have a fake credit card. In the whole world, is it only the zoo that is in Africa? Once he brought out his, they said, no, you're a monkey from, you're a Nigerian. We are not selling you anything. Some of you came here last week with fake credit cards. Ndioshi. Thieves. Do I blame them? No. Do I feel sorry for Eto'o? Yes, I do, in a way. I do. You know, imagine working very hard and playing football all your life, trying to make things happen. You want to go to jewelers to buy a wristwatch for your wife or some type of necklace or whatever, and to be told that you're a Nigerian. You're a thief. Hey, the zoo at its best. But there is also corruption in the white man's country. No, monkey. You people are dead in the gutter. You are trying to compare yourself with people that without them you cannot even live. King James Version, Mary Magdalene Version. They even have version for Gideon. They have another version for I don't know who else. They have corruption everywhere. Did they not tell you to go to church on a Sunday instead of Saturday? Did Chukwu Abiama tell you to go to church on a Sunday? Is that what heaven said? On Saturday, you go and worship him. But then I got church on Sunday. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work. If you don't know what the truth is, this is Radio Biafra. If you cannot handle the truth, that is your business. It doesn't concern us. If you like, go and get rope. Word on war is your business. The truth will prevail forever and ever. You're supposed to go to worship Chukwu Abiama on a Saturday, not a Sunday. For your information. It's also there in the Bible, Makadi Amama. Behold, all things have gone away. New things have come. Including a man should marry a man. A woman should marry a woman. And very soon you can start marrying pussycat. You can start marrying pigs and donkeys and putting in the house as your wives. Mad, insane people. All things have passed away indeed. And when he said, instead of my word not to happen, heaven and earth will pass away. He doesn't, or they about, they still go to church and say, or they got one way, or they got one way, or they got one way, or they called a number. No, you want to get one way. The same person that said the word, don't worship another God if not me. After a while, then he changed. I am no longer a jealous God. You cannot worship anything you like and claim you're worshiping me. They don't know that this is Radio Biafra. We don't retreat nor surrender. Never. 134,000 core members for general election, according to the NYSC Director General, who happens to be an army man, which means that some of your children are about to be killed. Come the 28th. Have you bought caskets and coffins to bury people? you know, our people, when they tell, what I told them in 2009, that they will bomb you in the zoo, in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, which is our land. That's the name. The name they were answering before Nigeria was the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That was the name the British gave them. That's their name, not Nigeria. I have the documents. But today, I am a one Nigerian, according to Ndia Wosan and Diyoshinine Sohanas. Mad people. The House of Representatives have now agreed to defer 2015 budget passage until after the elections. And what month of the year is this? This is the third month of the year. They have not passed the budget. They are waiting for after election to see how much money that is left so they can carve it up and put it in their private jets and run abroad to go and bank it. And on the 28th, you vote for them. You're voting for a criminal to take your money and run away. And you're telling me that you're not... It's just whether you're okay because they're mad. Anyway, you're black people. What do you expect? Why are you black if not to behave like a black person? You can't reason very well. That is your problem. That is why you are poor. That is why right now your generator is going. That is why right now mosquito is buzzing in your ears. Why? Because you don't reason properly. Oboroburi, you see, is not working very well. Because if it is working very well, the question to ask is, what breeds mosquito? Stagnant water or fields that are untreated? How do we treat it? How do we get stagnant water away? You go and call your children that studied engineering to say, we have this water here, we want to drain it. How do we do it? That was why they went to school. They now come and put into practice what they studied. But our brain cannot go that far, can it? No, I don't think so. You might win this COG. We must continue. This is the problem and the reason why they want Jonathan removed. This is why Awosa Fulani want to take back the power. They think that the zoo might break up or that somehow Jonathan might trick election and remain. And because of that, the Awosa people in the House of Representatives, they want to take away the oil power from Jonathan so that Jonathan can no longer renew license. And most of them, their licenses are ending next year. Awosa Fulani people. And they want it back by all means. And Okorocha wants part of the money as well, coming from the master's table in the north. Mad people. Somebody wrote to me today telling me, extolling the virtues of Okorocha. And I said to him, we are objective people here. I am not saying that Okorocha did not build roundabouts. I am not saying that in terms of visible 2-kilometer road you can see that anybody has done better than him since after Mbagwe. That is not what we're saying. But he brought Islam. He used an Igbo party to climb into power and he joined Awosa people. That is deception. That is Igbo cleverness. And it gets you nowhere. Our problem, please, with Okorocha is that he brought Islam to our people. We must make it very, very clear. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. Ekiti police warn farmers over Fulani herdsmen. They are everywhere in Yoruba land. Yoruba didn't burn out all your cowards. When they see one, not even the cattle there, the Fulani man. When they see the Fulani cattle, Yoruba will run away. Talk less of seeing Awosa people. You know, Yorubas are cowards to the core. Cowards to the core. All they do is to connive and to poison people. Obasanjo tried to poison Jonathan. It didn't work. That's all he does. Look for a sick man and put him, sick Awosa man and put into power so that the person can die and he will start controlling the puppet who would then inherit power. Mad people. Enugu indigents write the presidency over Chime's water rate contract. Everybody is looking for money in every governor. Now that's their job. How do we add a few money here and there? And also Ekiti to sue over Fayemi administration loans. Now they are waking up. People listen to Radio Biafra and they learn. It is not the duty of a state government to go and borrow money to fund teacher's salary. That should come from the budget. In Ekiti. Now they are waking up to that realization. This is Radio Biafra. We must now, at this time, standing at precisely 6 minutes past 8 p.m. here, 6 minutes past 9 in Biafra land, go on to present our news in greater detail. The chairman of the Gwa West Traditional Council in Benue State, Ta Isoshin, It's Yoshin. That's the title. Where they get all these titles from, I don't know. But he's there. We leave them. the Ta is ocean, you know, or is it it's ocean, whatever. If you're from there, please tell us how to pronounce it. His name is Chief Daniel Ambose, has alleged that his domain is under the control of Fulani Insurgents. I love this news. Praise be to God in heaven. I love it. I will repeat the news, the first sentence, please, so you understand it very well. The chairman of the Gwa West Traditional Council in Benue State, the Ta is it's Yoshin. His name is Chief Daniel Ambose. He is telling the whole world that his kingdom, his domain, is under the control of Fulani insurgents in Benue State. The same Benue where they came to before and they were defeated, they have come back there. I love it. Chief Daniel Ambose is now telling you, I'm dwelling on this because Mr. Chief Daniel, because I don't know what chief means. Mr. Chief Daniel Ambose. I thought an Igbo man is your problem. So how come your domain is now under the control of Fulani insurgents? I don't understand it. Awosa came to you. The same Fulani now in your village, they came to us. They came to you, rather. And they said to you, an Igbo man is your problem. And you agreed. And you fought a war of attrition, supported by the British, to destroy the children of heaven. At the end of the war, 6 million lay dead. Today, the same person that told you an Igbo man is your problem is occupying your villages. I love it. I don't know why they left you alive. They should have killed you as well. Mad, mad people. Yoruba's own is coming. Mark my words somewhere. Yoruba is coming. This local chief said, his name is Mr. Chief Daniel Ambose. He said, in a statement he signed and made available to journalists, the statement read in part, I wish to, on behalf of the council, submit to the president general of the, what's the name of the village? Mzo Utiv, these are TV people, of acts perpetrated by hitherto unknown and strange Fulanese who have moved into Gowa West local government area, taking over half of the landmass, covering 9 districts of Viz Zengev, Mbachohon, Gwange, Tongov, and Tugati. What are these people? Are they from Russia? I can't pronounce these names. God forbid. But I can see in Yamshi, they said, and Sengev Yengev. God forbid, Satan. They're going to be in the same country. Very sad indeed. And part of Sambe Mbasev, believed to be facilitated by the Coordinator Civilian Joint Task Force Committee for Benue and Nasarawa. Even the Joint Task Force, they are the ones facilitating the stranglehold of Awosa Fulani on the land of the TV people. Please, Fulani, kill all the TV people you can find, so that in their next life, when somebody lies to them, they won't believe it. The same thing I said to my sub-members and Owazurike. Owazurike will come to you and tell you, oh, this is a sabo, because they exposed him for the fraud that Onyoshikobo. They told him he's a thief. Oh, he's sabo, he's trying to stop you. Go and kidnap him. You jump, yeah. You can kidnap. Diara. Eventually, your eyes will open. The same way TV people are today under Fulani invasion and control is how Satan will take all of you over. Because Wazirika have been sending you to go and perpetrate evil. The same way Fulani convinced TV to go and kill innocent people. All of you have been kidnapping innocent people for Wazirike and his contract with the Zulu government. One day, I think some of you now, your eyes are even open. Anyway. Go and kidnap more now. Things are happening. Militants from Niger Delta are moving. They are being respected. They are doing what is supposed to. How about you people? you are selling plate number. Uno was a money changers. So you don't know, you are not changing currency. Biafran pound for Naira, you are a money changer. You don't know that when Jehoshua went to the Temple of Solomon, the first people he flogged out were money changers. That was how I knew that Wazirike is a fool. You came to the kingdom of heaven, the first thing you thought about was how to print money and sell. That was the end of him. TV people are under siege. Fulani headsmen are dealing with them because of the role, as punishment for the role they played during the war of attrition. When Awosa told them that their problem was an Igbo man. But today, well, who is their problem? It's Fulani. Like the same thing with Niger Delta, isn't it? As I keep reminding them, Ken Saruwiwa and Adakaboro, who killed them in the Awosa? The same people that told you, Igbo man, your own cousin, your own flesh and blood is your problem. They ended up killing you. Isn't it? They killed Ken Saruwiwa. And it was Ken Saruwiwa that brought in the Zuami. It was Ken Saruwiwa himself. Ose Hanaka, Ken Saruwiwa. He wanted to come and kill Ojomwai. He let them in. Come in. I'm not Igbo, but he's an Igbo man, you know. Ogun is Igbo land. I'm not an Igbo man. I'm different. I'm an Ogoni man. The word and the name Ogoni came into existence in 1958. There was nothing like Ogoni before. Are you listening? Before 1958, there was nothing like Ogoni. Ogoni is a recent creation. Anyukwu Adegemma, that is where I tell those of them in animal rights, Bilie. Out of envy, greed, and jealousy, Ken Saruwiwa said, no. I must go and form my own and be my own. Today he's in the grave. How was that people? He did not die in battle as a brave soldier. He died and they buried him in Awosa land. Isn't it? The best punishment to give to a traitor. We continue. Retired primary school teacher slumps in a battle. Thieves and rogues everywhere in the zoo. Everybody is a thief. As long as you're a Nigerian, you are a compound thief. Okay? Vagabonds everywhere from top to bottom. They look like human beings, but inside they are full of evil. Darkness and evil. A member of the National Association of Retired Primary School Teachers, Mr. Falade Joseph Sunday, slumped in Ibadan after participating in the protest against non-payment of their gratuity and pensions. He slumped and he died. The retired teacher from St. John Primary School, Akinleye, had joined other members of the association to protest against non-payment of their entitlements. You don't pay pensioners. You don't pay teachers who are working. What is your job as a politician? National Assembly. We are voting for money. Accommodation allowance. Housing allowance. Only one people. Is the world listening at all? Everybody listening all over the world. We are talking about the corrupt edifice, Nigeria. We want to let the whole world understand the wickedness that exists in Nigeria and why we want Nigeria destroyed. It's in the best interest of everybody. If Nigeria lives, you die. Today, this very teacher is dead. Mr. Falade Joseph Sunday is dead. Why? They couldn't pay him. He worked as a teacher. I'm sure even some of his pupils include those of them now in the House of Assembly, House of Reps, Senate. They couldn't even remember their teachers. And they are dying. This is the wickedness of black people that sets them apart. Why? God forsake. Everybody abandoned them. There is a level of wickedness inside black people that is astonishing. Orwala, orwala. Evil and pathological wickedness. You people are wicked and evil. What is the death of this man? How is it going to benefit you? You have private jets. Even this man, I'm sure, will go to Winners Chapel or Redeemed Church and even give the little that he doesn't have, praying for miracle. The pastor will say, oh, I'll pray for you. They will pay you. Praise the Lord. Come and sow seed. The little he has, he will put into the tray. Today, this man, Mr. Falade Joseph Sunday, is dead because they couldn't pay him his gratuity and his pension. You people that call yourselves Nigerians, does your wickedness not have any end? Must you be this evil? Must you be this wicked? I don't know why Chukwu Abiam created some of you. You people are the wickedness in black people can survive from now to a billion years. You people are evil. Evil beyond evil. Contemptible evil. The man is dead. Maybe you can go and take his parts and sell also to Indians and then go there for transplant. Lunatics. Nigeria Wakwako, useless fools who cannot reason properly. You have killed a man, you cannot pay him. You have killed him. Petroleum Training Institute, as the name implies, it means where you go to train for petrol. Petroleum Training Institute. But you import petrol, but you have it. It's like universities in the zoo. Going to university in Nigeria is... you come out more stupid than you were in primary school. By the time you finish at the university in the zoo, a primary six child will be better than you in terms of reason. They have Petroleum Training Institute. Then the question is this. Do you have petrol? No, you import it. Then why do you have Petroleum Training Institute? What is their job? When you institute people in petrol, what is their job when they come out? Okay, they turn to marketers. And I love while on this Yoji. God forbid I won't know you people. God forbid, Satan. I can't come close to you. Am I drunk? Instead of me to come into this world as a black person, I will come as a tree. At least when they cut me down, I can either be firewood, manure for other trees, or at least a table. I'll be useful, or a chair, or a bed for somebody to lie down on. Black people are useless. I'm telling you the truth. We are useless to the core. Useless. I'm telling you. Useless. God forbid. Petroleum Training Institute. Yet you import petrol. So the question is, those you train at the institute, what do they do when they come out? Okay, they count tankers carrying petrol on the road. You people even insult education. I'm telling you. We continue. Petroleum Training Institute, Ifurum, recently had a recruitment exercise. Guess what they're asking? 80% of our Safulani got the jobs. The remaining 20% was shared by other ethnicities. This is a school in Warri. Somebody said, we are screaming federal character, which is only applicable to the north, whereas indigents, which constitute 70% of the applicants, got less than 5% of the jobs. Oh, I thought they said you're one Nigeria. An Igbo man is your problem. So you didn't hear when Yoruba people are saying that Ishekiri, Robo, and Isoko are not Biafra. You are... Hey, everything is fraudulent. Everybody is a fraudster and the ocean around. Criminals and thieves. It's here now. What we are saying to Warri Youths is, the only way you can have employment is if you have Biafra, you see. There is nothing the zoo called Nigeria can do for you. There is nothing they can ever do for you. Can't you see? When it comes to, I love it, today we are screaming. When it comes to us, there is federal character. How many of you are working in Kaduna Refinery? It doesn't work, that is true, but they still have budget and are sharing the money there and sharing blood. How many of you from Warri is employed in Kaduna Refinery? Another oil and petroleum institute. I'm sure it's zero. So now you know an Igbo man is not your problem. That they told you an Igbo man is your problem so that you cannot unite and fight the real enemy. The real enemy is Hausa Fulani with Yoruba conspirators. They are your arch enemies. If Nigeria lives, you die. If Nigeria dies, you live. Very simple. Do not vote on the 28th. Former Chelsea striker and Barcelona forward Samuel Eto'o tried to buy a watch in West London Jewelers but was refused because according to the shop. Some Nigerians came in the other day with fake credit cards. Hey, my goodness. Sometimes I love my job, honestly. They came in with fake credit cards. Oh, my God. The 34-year-old from Cameroon, who now plays for Italian club Sampdoria, said he was targeted after trying to buy a £10,000 wristwatch. Eto'o wants the world's highest paid player on £350,000 a week. Had gone into the store with his brother, but said he was viewed suspiciously by the shop assistant and went to buy a watch at a jeweler's not too far from my house. The watch I wanted to see was expensive. I asked the saleswoman, who was also black, black people, could you show me the watch, please? Oh, my God in heaven, the zoo. First, I saw her turn to her co-workers like, oh, what should I do? Eventually, she let me see the watch. I looked at it and said, okay, I'll buy it. I took out my credit card, and when she went to run it through the machine, she came back and said it was declined. The striker, the seventh richest footballer in the whole world, with an estimated value of £62 million, Eto'o is worth, said he asked her, was it declined or did you not want it to be accepted? He was telling CNN this. My brother asked, what's going on? And she said, nothing, nothing. But he said, no, because when I came in, I saw how all of you were looking at us. They think they were Nigerians. Hey, the zoo. The zoo at its finest. A terrible country to come from. A terrible, terrible place for anybody to come from. To say, I am a Nigerian. Horrible, horrible place. We continue. Eto'o said, I don't know if you can imagine the weight of what she said. Do you know what she said? The woman then slipped up and said, no, it's just that we had some Nigerians in the store the other day who came in with fake credit cards. Chacha basa, ozubo, ozubo. Anything we tell you here is for your own good. Even when we castigate you, it's for you to become better. I'm telling you. If you're a Nigerian, this is what you encounter. They themselves, the British, created it. There was nothing called Nigeria before. They created Nigeria. And no wonder some of you are dying for white man's religion. I can understand now why you would say you're a Nigerian. Because you suffer from lack of self-worth, inferiority complex, lack of intellectual content. You are hopeless. The same people that created Nigeria, they are telling you that you people are thieves. We continue. The zoo's economy is falling. If you're a Nigerian, a monkey abroad, you are despised at home. The world despises your economy as you have now lost 1.12 trillion in four most capitalized firms. Stakeholders of four most capitalized companies in the zoo stock market lost about 1.1 trillion between January and March 2015. People are withdrawing their money from the zoo. They know the zoo is collapsing. And I will advise some of you as well, start to withdraw your money from the banks very, very slowly. Convert it into dollar, euro, or pound and keep it. I will come back and say, do you remember a few weeks ago, if I can remember the date, I will tell you, do you remember our broadcast of the 12th of March 2015 at exactly 25 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening when I told you, go and withdraw your money from the banks in Nigeria, convert your money into a foreign currency and keep it somewhere safe? What happened before will happen to you again. You watch and see what will happen to you. And when it happens, I will not feel sorry for you. Do you know what I will say to you? Lekwanya Rasiam, I told you so before. White people are running away from the economy. The stock market sometimes is a mirror of what is happening in the economy. If investors are taking their money and running, go and take your money from the banks. Convert it into foreign currency. Convert it into foreign currency and keep it. Because the Naira is gone. The zoo's economy is finished. And the zoo must crumble. 134 core members for general election. Igbo children about to be blown up, of course. If you allow your child to go and become But I know they are very hungry. People are very hungry. They cannot feed properly. There's every likelihood you will die in the process. I'm telling you this. The Director General of the National Youth Service Corps, Brigadier General Johnson Olawumi, they're always there, anywhere there is money, Yoruba, on Thursday disclosed that a total of 134,000 Corps members has been selected and trained by the Independent National Electoral Commission for the March 28th and April 11th general elections. I feel sorry for them. Most of them will die. INEC cannot distribute PVCs. INEC cannot do anything proper. They cannot run it because the Hausa man is in charge. What training are they? They said they bought, they cannot control PVC. They brought in scanners or barcode readers that did not work. Is it these people that they trained that will work properly? Everything else INEC touched failed. Is it these kids that are going to... Anyway, there's always something to sacrifice, at least. Sharing blood and sharing money, at least. Out of this 130-something thousand, thousands of them won't come back. They will die. They will say they are serving their country. Mad lunatics with useless, worthless degrees from universities. The House of Representatives has explained that its inability to pass the 2015 national budget yesterday was necessitated by the newly harmonized positions of the National Assembly on the crude oil benchmark price. Everything is oil. Everybody is oil, oil, oil. Go there and pass a law, for goodness sake. Hey, it is not your job looking. Oh, my goodness me. Oh, these people, they annoy me, honestly speaking. I don't know. Maybe we should start reporting news on America and maybe football match. Liverpool versus Bayern Munich. Maybe that would be better for us. Because trying to report news about people that are not human beings is tiring, please. So the reason why you were elected is to come discussing oil benchmark. Are you... Oh, my goodness me. These are people in national meant to be making laws. All the interest is oil, oil, oil. Jonathan, don't touch the oil. Dude, everything is crude oil. Everybody is obsessed by crude oil. No wonder the senses are crude as well. Crude, crude people. The House of Representatives Ad Hoc Committee on Petroleum Industry Bill has stripped the president of his discretionary power to grant petroleum licenses and leases to operators in the country oil and gas industry. In other words, Wazirike and the few of them that Jonathan gave some small, small license to go and make oil or to go and dig out oil and sell. That period is over now, isn't it? Awosa has taken it back. Awosa, we are hoping. When Yaradua was there, they did not revoke the license. When their own people are there, there is no problem. Anytime they suspect that Awosa is very clever. I tell Barrister, I say, oh, no, it's the British. Look at Awosa. They have taken away the power from Jonathan. Awosa and Fulani, they have the majority in both the House of Reps and House of Senate. They can now decide who they give oil blocks to. And they will renew their own licenses because they control 95% of the oil blocks. They will renew it. Awosa is clever. So some of you are saying, is our man, is our man. Now, what I want people to understand is that the House, the Awosa can control the country without the presidency, if they have any brain. They are doing it now. What Awosa is doing now is what they should have done. Dispense with the presidency. They can use their majority, you know, numerical strength in the both chambers of the House to strip Jonathan of every power he has. They have stripped Jonathan of the power to make war. They have now stripped him of the power to allocate oil blocks. If you deny the presidency the power to allocate oil blocks, he loses a very strong case for patronage, because that is what he uses to bribe people, local kidnappers like Wazirike. That's all. And now Awosa knows. You don't need the presidency. You don't. You go there, you strip him of all the powers. He becomes a lame duck. And the House controls everything. And Awosa will be enjoying once again. And you say they're not clever. And they are manhekaryun. They are very, very... They have taken... They know that their licenses are coming up for renewal next year. They don't want to take the risk of Jonathan winning or Buhari winning. These people are brainy. They went behind closed doors. They came out, they said, Mr. President, with all due respect, from today onwards, you no longer award licenses. End of story. Awasa is now in charge. You think, oh, Jonathan is our man. He can no longer give you oil block. Do you understand that now? Do you see why we said it? Even if you vote for Jonathan, Jonathan is a lame dog. He cannot do anything. He doesn't control the economy anymore. Awasa have taken everything away. They have taken the power of petrol, crude oil from him. And that's the end of it. He's just answering a president for nothing. Don't go out to vote. Never. You will see what will happen if you don't vote. Biafra will come 12 months maximum. You people, if you don't vote on the 28th, start, get calendar and start counting it down. Every day that goes, you tick it off. 12 months, you see what will happen. Police in Ekiti has vowed to prosecute farmers and Fulani headsmen fermenting trouble in the state, urging them to live peacefully with one another. You know, when Fulani kills you, the police will come and beg them, please, can you allow these infidels, please, to live with your cattle peacefully? The commissioner of police is Taiwo Lekanu. He gave the warning at a meeting with traditional rulers, farmers, and headsmen in Ado-Ekiti. The Ekiti State Police Command had on Monday paraded a 30-year-old man, Moses Ofega, for killing a Fulani headsman. Once you kill a Fulani man, you are always caught. But when Fulani kills you, I have never seen anybody parading Fulani headsmen in TV land. They said this Fulani man killed TV people. No. When Fulani came to Igbo land and raped our daughters and raped our mothers, diseased them and killed some of us that were protesting, they were not arrested. But as soon as you touch Fulani headsman, you are arrested. One Nigeria, indeed. One Nigeria, indeed. We continue. Two concerned indigents of Enugu State have written a protest letter to the presidency against Sullivan Chime for contracting the supply of water in the state to a private company for a period of 25 years. Igbo man and their sense. One chunk jego mo brego. One pure water ibas na. Private company to control water supply in Enugu. I am not surprised. You know, when they don't have access to oil, it's just like Theodore. They start to eat themselves. They begin to steal from local. And was a local job. Local. Because I won't let them come close to the oil blocks that they have. After all, Kano State is building three brand new cities with Kwankwansi here, the flagship, with money from the oil. So if Igbo governors come out, chop outside, don't work. When they're holding meetings, Igbo governors stay outside. Igbo governor, Alachupane is to go and sit outside. Who are they? They have no influence. They can't do anything. Awasa has taken the control of the oil, crude oil from Jonathan. Today. Do you know that? Do you know what it means? Or you are thinking of going and sowing seed on Sunday? Oh, we have a power prayer tomorrow night. After that, we have convention ministries of prayer of Angel Gabriel and Michael on Saturday. And then on Sunday evening, we have resurrection prayer. Ndiara. Lunatics everywhere. Ekiti to sue banks over Fayemi administration's loans. Ekiti State Governor Ayodele Fayose has said the state was in the process of filing a suit against some banks. It said granted loans to the administration of ex-governor Kayode Fayode without due process. Banks loan money to the states. To do what with? I ask. To pay salaries and to bank abroad. If you are the governor now of River State, you can go to First Bank and say to First Bank, our state allocation every month is 40 billion naira. Can I please have a loan of 100 billion and I'll be paying you 20 billion every month for the next, say, 5 months or so, whatever. And the bank will count 20 billion naira and give to the governor. Governor will put it in his private jet and go to Malam in Kano and change it to dollar. He will fly off from Kano and go to America and deposit in a bank. And then come back and tell you power to the people. Hey, believe a warrior. In Biafra land, you will see what accountability is. You will see it. Isn't that how one will go and steal money from Biafra? We will come to your father's compound and hang you there. Hey, Kego Donolu, you will hang on the tree until you die. If you're a policeman in Biafra land, you solicit for bribe, you accept bribe, you give bribe, you will be hanged in public. No matter the amount of money, you'll be hanged in public. That is why children are being sold. If you don't have money to bury your father, you sell your child to fund burial. Our place is full of darkness. And we pray to Chukwa Biama to restore his light. Ihenkowa, as our names are all over the place. To bring back the light where there is darkness. And that is exactly what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And our lines are now open. I will ask you people now to please get your pen and your paper whilst I wait for the barrister to join me. Get your pen and your paper. We are now going to give you the numbers with which you can contact Radio Biafra and be part of us. Get your pen and your paper. We will give you the telephone numbers with which you can now call Radio Biafra and speak, and the whole world will hear your voice. And in so doing, please, I am making it abundantly clear. In so doing, if you call Radio Biafra and don't turn down your system, we will turn you off. I'm telling you. The caller on the phone, the caller on Skype, if you call Radio Biafra, make sure that your line, your listening device is off. If you don't turn it off, I will not take your call. When you hear my voice, turn down your system, then you give us your name and where you're calling from. That's all we ask from you. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. No. No, not at all. Not at all. My goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not at all. Not at all. Our phone lines, as usual, is so congested. That's too many our people. Too many calls are coming in. Too many calls are coming in, and we don't know what to do. Too many calls are coming in. Now, I said I will give you the number, and here they are. +44 208 133 9976. I repeat. +44 208 133 9976. We also have another number. This number is crucial. Please listen very carefully. +44 78 313 08 376. +44 or 0044, depending on where you are. If you're calling from the zoo, 0094478 30 8376. With this number also, you can contact us on WhatsApp. You can send us messages on WhatsApp. It doesn't matter. If it's nice, we can read it out. You can also call us on Viber as well with the same number. If you call Radio Biafra, please turn down your system where you are if you want to be able to speak to us. Thank you very much for your understanding. We will now hopefully go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the line, if they can hear me. But make sure that your systems are turned down, please. Make sure they are turned down, I beg of you. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot. They cannot. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes, my name is Emmanuel Ifani. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Emmanuel Ifani, is your father's name Ifani or Emmanuel? Which one is it?
Oh, sorry. My name is Ifani Nnake. I'm from Umuleri in Anambra East Local Government.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very strong people. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to call to use this medium to say thanks and to show my appreciation on how the Biafra things is moving on around the world. because here in Malaysia, we've been going the meeting we're having here sometimes, you know. I've been attending the meeting, and also the everything we are doing here, I'm participating in it, you know, just to put my own effort to make sure that even if it will cost my own life, you know, to get Biafra, I'm sure I'm willingly to do that, because when I was in back in Biafra land, I'm a MASOP member, you know. I'm a MASOP member. I put all my effort then. I do all my possible best, you know, before I move down here to Malaysia, you know, because I cannot benefit anything from the zoo government in Nigeria, you know. So that's why I just decided to come out from that country, you know, because there is not actually my homeland. We have been waiting for the day we will rejoice for our own peaceful country, Biafra. So I want to show my appreciation, to say thank you, and to give you a support, you know, in my own prayer for the effort you have been putting to make sure that the whole world is aware about us.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. As you have said, so shall it be. Continue to support the effort of the family in Malaysia for them to rise up from the gossip from which they descended into. Hand up anime cautioning, and they fell by the wayside. We want to resurrect them once again to become very, very strong as they were before. You will support them in every way that you can. And may Chukwa Biama bless and guide you as you do so. Thank you very, very much. I have another caller. I must go to them. The caller on the line, can you hear me on Viber?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. This is Ike Chukwa Nora from South Africa.
Ike Chukwa Nora from South Africa. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Ike Chukwu Onora, and I'm from Orlo, Imo State. Director, I just want to make a quick comment. It is with regard to the guy that called yesterday, the Yoruba guy. Basically, what I want to say about the guy is this. You know, for a long time, you've been really talking about this, talking about what Yoruba did to us and the role they played in destroying us during the war. And, you know, people think that this was just a saying. I think this boy has made your job easier. He have actually said it, and we have heard it from the horse's mouth. Now, the question is, what our people, what are they going to do about this? You know, for me, I'm not angry with the guy, because he's saying a fact. He's just telling us what happened. And I think this is the kind of things we need to hear to actually ginger us, you know, to propel us to action. I'm really, really, you know, amazed to hear what this guy have to say. And other final point I want to make is this. Sometime ago last year, Buhari went to All Saints Cathedral Church in Onitsha, and he was welcomed. You know, when I heard this, you know, I was so disappointed, you know, but I can welcome.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. You were far away. Now, please come closer and repeat. You said you heard him go to All Saints Church. What did you do? Go ahead from there, please.
Yes, sir. He went to All Saints Cathedral Church in Onitsha, Buhari, last year, and he was welcomed, you know. And for me, this is it's a disappointing thing to hear that our people can welcome Buhari, you know, a Muslim and a killer, you know, in the house of God. It's indeed unbelievable, you know, that our people can actually stoop low to that level. So I'm very, very disappointed when I heard something like that. And another thing again is this. I was reading through an archive, and I heard where Jonathan made a comment with regards to the Niger Bridge. Now, and I quote, he said, "If I don't complete the Niger Bridge before 2015, I will go to exile." This is what Jonathan said in Onitsha. In the town hall, I was reading through Naira Land 12, and now this goes to show that that man Jonathan is a very big liar. You know, if he can come to our people and lie in our face, and now he's looking for their votes.
So I'm calling on all the Biafran people, you know, to boycott the election, you know, come this March 28th, because we cannot be played for a fool. All we want is Biafra and not Jonathan or Buhari. Thank you, Jonathan, Director. This is all I want to contribute this evening.
Thank you very much, and well spoken as well. We don't need any of them. We don't want either of them. We are making it very clear. Buhari, Jonathan, we don't want the zoo. People in Warri can see what is happening with the Petroleum Training Institute. Those of them in TV, they can see what is happening to them. Fulani headsmen are there. Everywhere there is mayhem, everywhere politicians are stealing and looting, there is no way we can belong to the zoo. If the zoo survives, you will die. If the zoo dies, you live. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Speak up, please. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
For the last time, your name and where you are. Not paying attention, is it? They are the same people. All they want to do is to call Radio Biafra and hear their own voice. They are not interested in making anything meaningful out of what we are saying. That is why you will call and very narcissistically insist on hearing your voice before you speak. That is why some of you are baboons. Ndiara. The caller on the phone, can
Hello,
you hear
Director?
Me? Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Okoye Ikechukwu, the coordinator of Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
All right. Director, I listened to the news analysis on the most of the news are not very encouraging. But one of the reasons why I decided to call is to thank you for keeping your promise to the Anambra people by giving us FOM. Today, Anambra State has FOM and it is broadcasting in Onitsha and Awka and its environs. I visited Onitsha today to confirm how effective it is working there, and it happens to be that it is really working nicely. People in Awka have also confirmed it, that they are receiving Radio Biafra via FM in Awka. Also, those in Ibariam and Okuzo have also confirmed that they do receive Radio Biafra via FM. In Anambra State. So thank you, Director.
Thank you. I hope Onitsha people are Onitsha people keying into what we are saying. Are they understanding what we are saying? The people in Onitsha, are they understanding the essence of the work that Radio Biafra is doing?
Of course, most of them do understand. In fact, they have the desire that Biafra should come at heart. I and the coordinator of Onitsha moved around today. We are spreading the news. We are placing posters and giving out flyers so that they would know that Radio Biafra has come to Onitsha and they should listen to it. So we are making efforts to see that everybody knows about what is happening and also to join. Most of them, even though some are reluctant because of the activities of Mazov in the past, but they really have the desire that Biafra should come at heart. They are really
I'm very, very happy to hear that. And thank you very much, our coordinator in Anambra. Thank you very much. Onitsha is buzzing, Awka, its environs, Nnewi as well, all the way to Orumba, north and south, to Ozobolo, to also Ogbaru. We are everywhere. We are spreading this very gospel. And we are going to Aguleri. Aguleri is very, very strong. Umuleri, very, very strong. We are going to go there. We want them to receive Radio Biafra. These people are strong. The birthplace of all of us. I hope you all know that very well. The birthplace of everybody is there. Strong, strong people. And very, very potent and powerful. We must go there to go and spread this very gospel. Those men, my goodness me. My goodness me. They are formidable. Very, very formidable. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I have picked your call. The caller on the phone, I've picked your call. Turn your systems down and give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No, not at all. That is the difficulty we continue to encounter.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I like what you're doing, actually. Although I'm not an Igbo man. I'm from Edo, Benin.
What is your name, please?
My name is Osas.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manchester.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to know what is your map of Biafra. Does it include Benin?
No, it doesn't include Benin because you run a monarchy which I respect very much. And other Biafrans too. You have a very strong monarchy that has been going for hundreds of years. We don't want anything that will interrupt your way of life. But if you all have a meeting amongst yourselves and you want to be part of Biafra, then you're more than welcome to come. But the problem is, what will be the role of a very strong monarchy like that of the Oba of Benin? That is the problem we have. Because in Biafra land, we are going to run a proper Republican democracy. What happens to the Oba of Benin is the problem we have. I have not been able to intellectually resolve that. I know that in France, in places like Monaco, they have a principality, which is a monarchy, and they're part of France. I don't know the arrangement to come to. You people should sit down, discuss amongst yourselves if you want to be part of Biafra or not. It's up to you. We cannot force anybody to belong.
That's good. So what's your map? What's your map of Biafra?
The map of Biafra starts from Edo State in Ebanke, Igbo Akere, all the way going down. Basically, in terms of states, I will repeat. If you go to Kogi, Lower Kogi is Igala land. Our people are there. Because the first daughter of Nri gave birth to Igala people. So they are our people, our flesh and blood. If you go to Idoma, the same thing. They have 4 market days at Idoma. Eke Orie, Afonkwo, go and ask them. They will tell you. They have the market days there. You can go there and find out for yourself. They are our people. I am talking about Lower Benue, Lower Kogi, Anambra, Imo, Ebonyi, Abia, Enugu, Cross River, Akwa Ibom, Rivers, Bayelsa, and Delta. These are Biafran states.
Okay. That's good. Wow. That's nice anyway. I like what you're doing anyway, because I read, you know, Nigerians normally, they don't know anything about Nigerian Civil War.
No,
I did some research on it, and the genocide that actually occurred in Nigerian Civil War, it's unspeakable.
The worst.
It's unspeakable.
The worst ever.
It's unspeakable, my brother. It's unspeakable. So, I mean, I support you 100%. 101%. Just keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And when I say it now that I like Edo people, you can see the reason why. They are warriors. They are reasonable. That is the reason why I want them in Biafra. Because they are warriors. Edo people are Benin warriors. Hardcore. Ask the British and they will tell you. Benin fought them to a standstill. Warriors in battle. I mean, serious, serious warriors. Are we talking about Ekumeku in Asaba? These are men. Men tested in battle against the demons that British had to offer. And people want us to... Oh, my goodness me. My goodness me. Our people are formidable. I can tell you that, honestly speaking. Very, very formidable. And Chukwu Abiam is in heaven watching. If Edo can resolve the issue, then they can come with us. But the Oba of Benin, the institution of the monarchy, is the problem we have with Edo. That's all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello? That is the problem with our people. Anyway, there are those who are reasonable. Not everybody is as dumb as some of these people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Turn your system down if you can hear me and speak to us. No. I have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Chimes. I'm calling from Republic of
Liberty. I can't hear you, Emma. I can't hear you very well. You need to speak up and come close to your microphone. There is a noise where you are. Please concentrate, if you may.
Okay, I'm calling from Emmanuel Chimes. I'm calling from Nigeria Republic of Zoo.
The Zoo Republic.
The Zoo Republic, where the Satan dwell in.
The,
where the, people be where people behave like animals. The echo of your voice is, pounding everywhere in the Lagos here. Don't think that what you are doing is not, penetrating. It's really penetrating in every look and corner, any part of the zoo. They are about to see what they haven't experienced in life before, because Biafra is coming, and nothing will stop it to come.
You say?
Because sometimes when we are the power of media, we neglect it. The power of media is the most powerful thing that the Western world uses, and they use it effectively. And the same system we are going to use to make sure that this Republic of Zoo, where people behave like animals, will disintegrate this year. This year, the Biafra will march, and nothing will stop them. I know what I'm talking about. I'm meeting people. I talk to them. I know what they're saying. They say that they haven't experienced such a bureaucracy in their life. They have coming out from the darkness because they have seen the light. As the world, what kind of light have they seen? They say that the Biafran, this is a well-educated broadcasting station they ever have their destiny in their life. Director, don't be retelling. God is guiding you and your voice is hearing. God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much, Amy. Thank you very much. Amy, God bless you also. People in Lagos are reverberating, and I can assure you very much so. Radio Biafra will be in the heart of darkness by next week. Before next week, Tuesday, we will be on FM in Lagos. The heart of darkness, we will destroy them with the truth. I said before, by the time this battle is over, you will worship, you will fall down on your knees and look to heaven and offer praise and thanks to the Almighty. Without arrows in front of you. Watch and see what is going to happen. Watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and our lines are open once again. And I welcome those of them sending us messages. Do you know what we have just... Do you know how potent Radio Biafra is? Do you know that Americans are now coming out in Washington, having listened to Radio Biafra? Do you know what they're saying in America right now? And thank you very much, Obioma, for bringing this up. My secretary in Sweden. White people are now saying that Boko Haram is not just the problem, but Buhari as well. That tells you how deadly Radio Biafra is. Deadly. Because we speak the truth. Now that white people, Americans have caught on that the problem is not Boko Haram. The problem is Buhari. Buhari opened his mouth and said he will soak the blood of the dogs and the baboons. He will soak baboons and dogs in blood if he doesn't win this year. The same Buhari said he is a proponent of Sharia. The same Buhari said, this is... I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm telling you what he said with his mouth. The same Buhari said, I will make this country ungovernable if I don't win. And he did it. And we don't expect Christians in America to stand by and allow Sharia to be imposed on Christians in Biafra. They are the only ones I trust. Because, anyway, I won't go into much. But I thank God for George Bush. George W. Bush, I like him a lot. You see that man? George W. Bush, George Walker Bush Jr. I love him a lot. Anybody close to him should tell him. George Walker Bush, I love that man. And they will live long. He saw things that people couldn't see. Didn't see for billions of years. I love him. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm trying to speak to Jimmy.
I'm talking to you, please, if you may. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening. My name is Chinon So, for calling from Hong Kong.
Chinon So from Hong Kong. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Speak up, please. Speak up. Your voice is low.
Oh, sorry. Director, I call to thank you very much for what you're doing and... And I called to let you know that I follow your instructions. You say I will attend the family meeting. And also today I come to call my family back home in Onitsha, my elder brother. I called him to try to find out Radio Biafra. Actually, he's the one that wake me up from sleep because I said, let me just get a little rest and wake up to listen to the program. Then overslept. My elder brother called me that the program is so exciting and it's so good. I should have to wake up and listen. Then also my sister in Lagos. Actually, some people in Lagos don't know what is happening. I called my sister in Lagos today. I told him that he should call the husband that I want them to leave Lagos by next week. I want them to leave Lagos by next week. They should not participate in any election.
Speak up. Your voice is low. I can see from the monitors you're saying something important, but your voice is low. I know in Hong Kong it's very late now. I don't know what the time is, but try and speak up, please.
Okay. Okay, sorry. All right.
It's better now. It's better now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as I was saying, I said I called my sister down in Lagos. I told him to pass the phone to his husband, and I asked his husband to please take my sister and he himself to leave Lagos by next week before the election comes up, and nobody should vote. Nobody should go to cast the ballot for anybody. So I gave them the website to visit Radio Biafra, and also the husband just called me now and thanked me for what I led him to understand what is going on. Because a lot of people in Lagos there, a lot of Nigerian, a lot of Igbo people in Lagos doesn't know what is happening for real. Imagine that a park was born last 2 weeks or a week ago. My family, my sister has not even known about it. They don't know. They're just inside Lagos there, blind, nothing. No listening to news, come back from work, go straight to the bed. Next morning, wake up, go to work again. The same thing on nature. A lot of furniture people wake up in the morning, go to the shop. After doing buying and selling, go back home, drink good and sleep. So I'm just saying, I'm telling people that they should use the same way the way I used to pass the message to other people. Those that have their brothers doing buying and selling and their sisters and their uncles working in different ways, I should try to pass the message to them for them to listen to the good news. So thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and may Chukwa Biama also bless you. We are reverberating. We will go to the heart of darkness to wake them up, and they must understand that the kingdom of heaven is about to come down to this very earth, that Biafra is about to stand forever and ever to the glory of Chukwa Biama and no other. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is in CBD. Ask yourselves, before, my fathers used to communicate. Our ancestors used to write letters. What made them to stop writing letters and live in mud houses? Because they became sinful. And Chukwu Abiyama turned their backs on them. In CBD. NSIBIDI. Do you know that Igbo people used to write letters before the white man came? Do you know that the sign of the cross that you have today, sign of the, you know, cross. Do you know that we had it in Igbo land before as a symbol of a meeting? Cross. When I write to you and put a sign of a cross, it means I want to meet you. NSIBID, NSIBIDI, that is who you are. You people, we are writing and contributing to the scriptures. I don't want to take you too far. I don't want to take you too far to tell you the contributions we made in the Bible. That time is coming. Some people will go mad. We don't want to reveal it. Not yet. That one is coming. It's like the dance of the seven veils. We peel it off one after the other. I will take you direct to the scriptures and I will prove it scientifically that those contributions in the scriptures came from Biafra land. Direct, I will tell you how it was done with proof and evidence. Can anybody come up to challenge what we are saying? We will drown you with intelligence that you can never ever recover from. Yes, you pick the phone and call. If you're educated, pick up the phone. We are not being arrogant. We are just reminding you that we came prepared. This is not 67 to 70. Intellectually, we have won this very battle. It's impossible to argue with us. Impossible, I said, because right now in America, white Americans are waking up that Buhari is actually the problem. In their next life, they will understand when they hear the word Biafra to keep running. The enemies of Biafra hiding in their houses and writing rubbish. There will be no mercy. I assure you. I'm telling you the truth. There will be no mercy. You, all of you, cannot enter Biafra land. Man tomorrow, you can't come in. Watch and see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra. And our work is not finished until Biafra comes. And we have built a temple to the Most High God. I don't know if we will be qualified to do so. But I want to build a temple to God made of stone that will surpass the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. I'm telling you, that is a passion that I have. I don't know where I got it from. To build a temple of stone, not Ajahn cement and Dangote cement and sand. That is rubbish. A magnificent structure to behold the mercy of heaven. A structure made of stone, built with three types of stones to represent the three dimensions of creation. Black marble, everything will come from Ebonyi. The stones we will use to build the house to God will come from Ebonyi state and no other place. No other place, only Ebonyi. And one day I will tell you why. We will use three types of stones to build it. We will use limestone. We will use white marble. We will use black marble. Three. Biafra will be beautiful, I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. Just believe in what we are doing. And come with us. That's all we can say. I have a caller on Skype. Stay where you are. And I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Hello? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you for the last time. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yes. I can hear you, sir. I'm calling from Abasa.
And what is your name?
Oh, my name is Enyinna, sir.
Enyinna who? What is your father's name? No. Enyinna, can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Chijioke Okonkwo. I'm calling from Olu.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the enlightenment which have been going on. There are points I want to also include. There is something I'm reading right away. Right now here, they say about the Nigeria government bringing mercenaries to fight Boko Haram.
Yes, South African apartheid army. Exactly. He's bringing apartheid and, South Africa. Jonathan is bringing to fight the zoo.
Yes, you know, it tells you, you know, that there is nothing like this Nigeria, because no person is ready to die for Nigeria when you look at the real path of it. Because everybody believes that, you know, what binds people together in Nigeria is only stealing from the oil sector. That is the only thing. That is the only thing that binds people together, thieves together. Apart from that, because nobody is ready to die. Can you believe, can you just assume that, you know, America is fighting Iraq with mercenaries? They invited mercenaries from other people. You know what? You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, and it cannot happen. Other countries. Look at the so-called giant of Africa, you know, doing all these kind of things, you know. So to tell you that nobody is ready to die for Nigeria, except that they are forcing the Biafrans in their military, shipping them there to go and die, which is another system they are using. So that is one point I want each and every one of us to understand. So another thing I want to ask, you know, this is just a kind of a question, whether there is a kind of a, in the Biafran land, let me say, a kind of a site whereby there will be an excavation by archaeologists in order to show maybe our past civilization, just like
it is there. Hold on. There's been two excavations.
Yes.
Two excavations. You know, our people, we do buying and selling. We don't read, we study. The man I'm here with CBD until Radio Biafra came. But it is there on the ordinary internet, it is even there. Ordinary internet, if you write in CBD, N-S-I-B-I-D, in CBD, you will get it. N-S-I-B-I-D-I, in CBD, it is there. Do we research? Oh, Alhaji said I should come and take the contract to change his tube and tire. Did Awosa have a means of writing, with if not Arabic? Does Yoruba have anything unique about them that is about writing to communicate? The answer is no. Excavation happened two times, all carried out by British archaeologists. One happened at Uri. One happened at Udi. In Udi, they discovered the pyramid resembling what you have in Egypt. It is online, you can see it. Published by white people, not blacks. You know, they are factual. If it's Yoruba, they will cover it up and burn the paper. Do you also know that they came to Nri? They were digging at Nri. Former, at Ezenri's palace. They discovered the Star of David. You know, the same thing that you see in the flag of Israel was discovered in Biafra land. That was how that Star of David entered into the kobo you had before, penny. If you look at, there's this flour they used to make bread called golden penny. Go and look at it. The reason why the Star of David is on that very coin is because it was discovered in Igbo land. Hattingry. Star of David. So, there is star in Biafra land. There is also star in Ethiopia. There is star in Israel. The golden triangle is complete. That is God in three persons, the Trinity that the white man turned upside down. Now you understand it. That Chukwu Abiama functions in three dimensions, and that he gave to his children, the Hebrews, the Ethiopians, and the Biafrans. They are his children. If any of them were to worship idol, he will kill them. Only one of these, his three children, is worshiping him in truth and honesty. That's Israel. And only Israel is saved amongst three of them. Ethiopia, he said, nobody will enter here because his Ark of Covenant is in Ethiopia. Ethiopia can never, ever be conquered by anybody, but they cannot feed themselves because they are idol worshippers. This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller as well who happens to be on the line, and we must go there as well. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for that. Very, very incisive, and welcome it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Thank you very much. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Omunna Onora. Omunna Onora. I'm calling from Enugu, the land of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please, sir, go ahead.
I am amazed at what you are saying now. I can tell you in Igbo language, it is not bragging, it is not fortification. I mean a fortification that Igbo man is son of God. If I happen to meet you face to face, you yourself will baffle at my own story. Something happened, let me say, in 1991, that is unbelievable. That one apart, there's something I want you to enlighten me about. There's something I just want you to help me understand. If we boycott election, don't you think that there will be a vacuum whereby the army will take over, the world army? That is the army of the Islamic sect. and they will continue to oppress us, and we continue to propagate Islam as before. So I wish you to enlighten me, because if we boycott, that's what my own opinion is, if the election is boycott, is being boycott, there will be a vacuum, and the army will take over the government, and then they will continue where they stopped.
No, there will not be any vacuum, because if we boycott the elections, we have between now and the swearing in of a new government, I believe, on or around the 1st of October. Is that correct? That is when they normally swear in. Is that correct? On the 1st of October, they normally swear people in when they win. Is that correct?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Please, I stand to be corrected, please. If I'm getting it wrong, you correct me. So if that means we have between now and October, is that correct also? Jonathan's mandate doesn't run out until October, if I'm not mistaken. If his mandate is going to be that in October, we boycott elections on the 28th. We make preparations for internationally supervised elections in our land. Within a matter of 8 weeks. Do you know we have autonomous communities where we come from? Is that correct?
No, sir.
We have autonomous communities. So we are actually self-governing already. We don't need army from anywhere to do anything. And this army, if anybody tries to impose anything using the laws of the zoo that has been discredited, then we will blow them away from our land. And as I said before, I don't want Biafra to come by peace. I want us to fight a war and to win so that we can have respect and dignity. If Hausa Fulani comes into our land, we will kill them this time around, because Britain will not save them. As simple as that. So we come prepared, my dear brother. We have come prepared.
Excuse me, sir. The Britain will not help them, but the Islamic allies that has always helped them, where they have been taking our money, they help them.
Yes, let me tell you, my dear brother. Are you telling me now that Egypt will decide to bomb Biafra land from Egypt, that they will take off to fly a sortie for the zoo to attack us? Is that what you're telling me? Are you telling me that I'm coming, please. Will Saudi Arabia send their planes to come and bomb Biafra land? I'm asking.
Excuse me, sir. You know that the zoo government has been the zoo ruled from outside. That whatever is being done here is what they are being told from Mecca and some other, allies. That Nigeria is being ruled indirectly.
Yes, I agree with you. I stand. Somebody's telling me that the handover is supposed to be done on May the 29th, and thank you very much for that. Somebody said it's May the 29th. That is when they do their swearing in. I thought it was around October or whatever. They say it's May the 29th. If that is the case, we have enough time to put a government in place. We have enough. And you're talking about foreigners helping them. We know they get guidance from Saudi Arabia. But you have also forgotten that the whole world was against Israel. Have you forgotten that? That even the British was against the establishment or the establishment of the state of Israel. They were against it, but that did not stop Israel from emerging. You don't know who we have been talking to, do you? Do you know who we have been talking to? No, you don't. Oh, Nemananke Mankozo. So we have come prepared. Very, very prepared, my dear brother. Very, very prepared. And we're going to win. I can't tell you on air who are supporting us or those who are not supporting us. But what I can tell you is that we have embarked on a course that victory is assured, because Chukwu Abiam is on our side.
God bless you, sir.
And you too.
That the Lord is strengthening you. I know man has always been a tool in the hand of God. But one of the things that I wish advise you, sir, let us not underestimate our enemies, because they are tools in the hand of the devil.
I know. The devil, I want the devil to try, because the devil will be defeated. We have discovered the secret. We have discovered the secret to success. And it is not difficult Chukwu Abiam has said we must worship him and him alone. That is the key. That iheni nana afotogari benine. The key lies in Exodus chapter 20. That is the key to everything. The word of God. The word of God from heaven. That is the key to everything. Once we worship him in truth and honesty. Once we worship to kwa biam and imem one is you kwa soge ngongo. Atugegumadobla. We must remember the Psalm of David. As he prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Do you understand what that means? It means that we are ever surrounded by enemies. But the hand of Chukwu Abiam is upon us. The hand of his mercy and his glory. His blessing that will endure forever and ever. Even Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego was thrown into the fire. But lo and behold, as we were told yesterday, there was a fourth presence in their midst because they are the children of the Most High. No harm shall befall them because they said, we will not bow before any idol. It doesn't matter how many enemies we have, how many people that surround us that wish us death. It doesn't matter how mighty they are, how powerful they are, how rich they are. As long as we are cloaked in the glory of heaven, there is no way that the enemy can prevail. It is impossible. We are the children of heaven. It is inconceivable that we lose this battle. It is unthinkable. If we lose, then Chukwu Abiam did not create us. We are no longer his children. If we lose this battle, Chukwu Abiam is not our father in heaven. There is no way he can create light and then allow darkness to prevail over light. The first thing he said during creation was, let there be light. And there was light. The same day, I believe, even Biafra was created because we are the center of the universe and we represent the light. Some things you don't know when you come to radio, Biafra will reveal it to you. That you are the center of the universe. Zero latitude, zero longitude. You count zero before you count one. If you're counting up from the equator going up, you have zero, one, two, three, four, five, until you get to where you're going. I think it's interval of 5 degrees between the lines. East to west is the longitude, longitudinal lines. The same thing. They meet at one place. There is a place where longitude and latitude meets. Do you know where that is? We are zero latitude and zero longitude where they intersect. Do you know where that place is? It's in the waters of Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. Every sign, every indication points to one outcome. That Chukwu Abiam is with us. The world is no longer in darkness because even in Onesha, they are listening to CHK 97.6. And Chukwu Abiam will bless them. Amongst them, Onesha, Aba, Owerri, Enugu, we can make serious inroads, believe you me. Very, very serious. Once we draw in Calabar, we'll bring in Ikotekwene, we'll bring in Uyo, as well as Iguacha, which we are reconstructing as we speak. We will go to Warri. We are in Asaba already. And then lastly, we'll go to Aguleri and Dumuleri, and then it's over. Do you know that that is where we come from? Do you know that? The Normanbala confluence. Do you know that the same way that the Red Sea parted when the children of God was living captivity in Egypt was the same way there was no, that River Niger dried up. Orimini Ogbaro, that is the proper name. Orimini Ogbaro dried up that our ancestors may walk on dry land to cross over. Do you know that? Do you know that during low tide in River Niger, you can still see the stones they stepped on to come into that land. My name should happen to you were before. Now you understand. If you go to the Omambala confluence and during low tide, you will see the stones that our ancestors, they are still there till tomorrow morning. After so many thousands of years, you will see the stones they stepped on to come over to where they settle down and started to worship Chukwu Abiam. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We need to continue. We are alive, we are direct, and humanity is listening. We've been researching for 20 years this year, And now we are unleashing that on our people. Everything is tested, verified. QED, as the barrister would say. Stamped on it. That you may know that we are factually accurate. Factually accurate. Let's go to the line. I don't know why that line has frozen. It has frozen completely. Do I have a caller on Viber?
Yes, sir.
Please come closer.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Come close to your microphone. You sound very far away. Come close to your microphone, please.
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, Director. I call. My name is Doomed Arwa. I'm calling from Belgium. I'm the zonal coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra here in Belgium. First of all, before I go on, I will first announce our meeting, which is coming on the 14th, which is being Saturday. And this meeting will take place at Old Bad House Secretariat. Old Bad House, I repeat. And the address is Stavenbeck's Plain, number 13. Those Biafrans who called from Belgium last week, yes, they cannot tell us they have not been hearing about us. And this time, I want them to present themselves to the meeting, because it's very awful that you call Radio Biafra and you don't attend the meetings. So, and you even suggested to the director to host a program in the afternoon, and you don't contribute anything. I mean, it's shameful. Well, I want you people to come out now in mass that we are moving ahead. And at the same time, for code of dressing, we are being invited by some embassies from African countries who are celebrating their Independence Day. Those Igbo Union have never made it to here, and we, the indigenous people of Biafra, have made it, and we have been invited, and we are going on Saturday to stay with our friends to celebrate their Independence Day. So if you are around, you come with us, and we have a special seat there. At the Independence Day of some countries in Africa who recognize our presence in Belgium. I'm also using this opportunity to say we are passing a little bit difficult period of time in Belgium because we lost an Igbo man, a Biafran, but he was not part of us. Though this is like coincidence happening at the same time, so we have to mourn with the Holy Bulls in Belgium because it's like a sudden pass away of a young man which collapsed on the street we had from the police. So, but if we all come together and fight for Biafra, all this stress that takes the life of the young man away on the street will be removed. And that's why the director has come. And that's why we all have to join hands, fight for our freedom. People will leave heaven and go to hell to work. We leave our homes to come to Europe to work, and you work under stress. Not only under stress, you are stressed, you don't have papers. You are stressed, you are afraid of the police, you are stressed, you everything. And your families back home are pushing you. Why not solve the problem? Why not face what is the problem? The problem is you are not free. You are not free, that's the problem. So face the problem now. You guys in Belgium, you need to come out now, join the indigenous people of Biafra, stop running around the Igbo Union who will be helping to deport your cops home. We want to take you alive home. Come with us and stop dodging and listening at home. Then you don't call Radio Biafra if you do not come to our meetings, because what you will suggest is something that is irrelevant. somebody here in Belgium calling Radio Biafra to start the Igbo program, and also in the afternoon. That means you have nothing to do at all. Well, my brother. So, Director, I have to stop here. Our people are getting tough here, and I hope they get the message. We have a meeting 14th of March, and the time of this meeting is 4 o'clock till 7:30. And then 8 o'clock, we are going to a banquet organized by one African country who is celebrating their Independence Day, and they invited us, and we are going to indigenous people of Biafra is going to have a special seat kept for them. So if you want to jolly, if you want to be happy, also that Saturday night, you also come with us. Thank you, Director. I got to stop here.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. That was our family in Belgium, in Antwerp, to be precise. If you are listening anywhere in Belgium, even if we don't have a family where you are, there are family meetings all over the place. You start one yourself. We are in over 88 countries of the world, hardcore, dedicated. We saturated outside before going home now, because this evening, on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, families have congregated. They are listening, they are learning, and in turn, we are also learning from them. To all of you, including our head of Directorate of State, Mazu Chennasiebu, I thank you. It is May that they have scheduled for a swearing-in. We can run a credible government within a matter of days in Biafra land, because we have autonomous communities everywhere. We have president generals everywhere, and we have aces and their cabinets everywhere. Before the white man came, there was no central government. We lived in peace. We respected one another, and nobody stole anything from any other person. If we go back to that system of government for a while, it's not wrong. And I have always said to people, do not be fooled by trying to copy everything white. China is the strongest economy in the world today, the largest economy in the world. Why? They run two things that we are told before can never ever work side by side. China politically is a communist country, but economically is a capitalist one. Surprise, surprise. They are the number one in the world. Anything you know that can work for you. We are not going to copy everything verbatim because a white man has done it. Are you a white person? Are you a white person that you want to copy everything that they do? We can have our own unique system of government. I know what my preference will be. It's up to Biafrans to decide what they want, because ultimately, power resides with the people. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are live. We are direct. The time now is approximately 25 minutes to 10 p.m. here in London, 25 to 11 in Biafra land. Wherever you are, 25 minutes to the top of the hour. And we are live. We are direct. And Chukwa Biama is God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are no longer there. They are no longer there, please. If you call us, sometimes we take your call. We expect you to exercise some restraint. We expect you to stay where you are until we come to you. We are live. Our Skype line is open. It is simply Radio Biafra on Skype. And I believe I've had someone there for a very long time. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down, if you may. I know I took you unawares, but turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
Excuse me, sir. Give me 1 minute.
I will do so.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I want to use this opportunity. My name is Lawrence Tangod. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Your name is Lawrence and Tangod. KBC. Where are you from?
I'm from Abia State.
We are in Abia State.
Obiungwa local government area, Abia State.
So if I go to Obiungwa now and saying I'm looking for a Tangod family or Lawrence, they will show me?
Maybe.
I will ask you again. If I go to your family, to your village and say I'm looking for Tangod, is it no law? Mukana, but Tangod, they will show me?
Yes, they will show you.
I will ask you one more time, what is your proper name? Dispense with all that English garbage and give me your name. Exactly. That's what I prefer. This is not a place for slaves. Lawrence, thank God. Stupid people. You don't have a name. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. When I say it, you know where I come from. Lawrence, thank God. Are you from England? Or from Alabama in America? Lawrence, thank God. And the other one, stupid people without brain. Slaves. Everywhere slaves. I hope he's not a member of the family in Senegal. I don't like idiots around me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn the system down. Can you hear me? For the last time, the caller on the phone. Mama, thank you. Can you hear me? I don't think they can. I do not think they can. I do not think so. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening as we expect them to. They have to listen. We are presenting our news to you today, and I have also been reminded to go and try and repeat our headlines from time to time, and I will be able to do so once I have taken this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, my name is Fabian Kasrach Osuja. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead. I'll make it very brief. Only 2 minutes. 2 minutes only. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, thank you for your work. What I'm talking about is concerning the bank. You know, this is mostly more than 12 times that I'm talking about a bank that people should go down and collect their money. And no one wanted to act on it. And one brother was called before you started the program that the boy lamented and tell you to let people know that what happened during the Biafran war is going to happen again. That people should return back and go and collect their money. And those things which you were broadcasting before is what that is happening now. Again, concerning the NCBD, and this is the second time you talk about this NCBD. And the first day that you said it, I go through internet, I found it out that the real NCBD found them from Calabar, and that is how Igbo people used to show their signals from the Cuba to the Haiti. So all those things are the truth. And I want to use this opportunity again to let all our brothers here in Dakar, Senegal, to know that tomorrow, Friday, by 5 p.m., is our meeting in Yongole. So we are waiting for everybody. Thank you all, dear friends.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you. We are meeting in Senegal as well. We are meeting in Senegal, not for people who are cowards. The white man came and told you that your name, Ndubisi, is not a very good name. Instead, you answer Clarence. They told you that Ugochi is no longer a good name, that you should answer Charity. Our people are daft. Go back to your original name that offers praise to heaven and not the nonsense you are given. Baptism. Rubbish. Which baptism is that? Which baptism is greater than circumcision? The same thing that Abraham had to endure. Same thing as Jacob, Isaac, Moses, including Yahweh Yeshua. Jesus Christ was circumcised. Circumcision of the foreskin is a covenant with God in heaven. That is the highest baptism in the world. I now name this child whose name is Chukwuemeka. His name is now Henry. Look, you believe. Chukwuemeka. From Chukwuemeka to Henry. He's now Henry. What is your name? I'm Henry. My Igbo name is Chukwuemeka. They matter the belief. People are useless. Daft. That's how you threw away in CBD. To embrace A, B, C, D, E, F. You are now an engineer on A, B, C, D, D, F. Can you build a bridge with A, B, C, D, D, F? The answer is no. Capital, no. Impossible, these people. Go and change your names. If you don't know your proper name, call your mom and your dad. What is my name? My name is thank God. This is where the caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. I'm hearing you.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are. Your mom and your dad. My goodness me, they are not paying attention, are they? Typical, typical, typical. Let us go to the line and see. I believe that a former is with us. Can you hear me? Hello. Or former, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening. Good morning from here. My name is Chukwudi Ofoma, and I'm calling from Australia, Canberra, precisely.
Thank you.
Good morning from here, and good evening over there, Director. Director, I have an announcement to make. It's regarding of our first meeting in Sydney tomorrow. That is the 14th of March. That's our own tomorrow. You people is in 2 days' time. That's on Saturday.
Can you tell people where you're calling from before they get confused? Where are you calling us from?
Australia.
Australia. So, Australia, today you people are already in the 13th. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Because we are still in the 12th of March, but you people have gone into the 13th of March. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to remind those who are living around Sydney, who are listening to this morning evening broadcast, to remember our meeting tomorrow at March 14th time, 4 p.m. The venue is Bankstown Sports Club, number 8, Greenfield Parade, Bankstown, New South Wales, 2200. Yeah, that's all I want to make. And if you heard this message, if you have any friend who live in Sydney, please relay the message. We want our people to come out and support what we are doing. Director, I thank Chukwu Abiyama for what you are doing. I don't have much to say because I have a lot in my plate. I'm on and off since this week. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Director.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Of former, you must also bear with us. I don't know if I'm at liberty to actually say this live on air, but I will also say so. And you have our sincere and most profound condolence on the loss of your mother-in-law. You must try and bear with us. Thank you very, very much for that. Of former is one of us in Australia, to precise, a principal officer of state and a major, major financier of the work we've been doing. He has never failed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not there. Some people call us to see if we're indeed live or not. You know, once you pick their call, they disappear. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mrs. Anoke Ngozi. I come from Enugu State in Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. The growth of the forest is the cow for him. I am asking Mr. President this question. Do you think that the head of INEC will give you this leadership rather than his brother Buhari? If he do so, Boko Haram will not compromise. It will be war because they are fighting to get our oil. For that, no election for them. We are fighting for our freedom. See what happens in Saudi Arabia. I am pleading, Mr. President, to give us our freedom. This is time. I don't know the reason why a Muslim person will be a leadership of a Christian people. You are using Quran. Why we are using Bible? Allow us to go and worship our God. We are not under Sharia law. With God, all things are possible. I love my father's land.
Thank you very much. Do you see how our women speak when they call Radio Biafra? Even a little child called Angoreka from our bar this very morning spoke excellently well. Excellently well. You must listen to her. Jonathan, listen to our mother, listen to our sister, appealing to you to see sense and reason. Jonathan reminds me of Mohamed Siad Barre, the last recognized head of state of Somalia. He failed to read the handwriting on the wall and he paid very dearly for it. Today, Somalia is embroiled in internecine, I did not say civil war, internecine warfare that have set their civilization back for 2,000 years. The same thing will happen in the zoo should the very bumbling incompetence of a buffoon that is Jonathan continue to prevaricate. He should take the bull by the horn. he should understand that Biafra is one. Any attempt to divide Biafra will invite the wrath of Chukwu Abiama from heaven. Everybody with a hand in the division of Biafra land when the enemies of God came today, they are dead. Jonathan must understand that Ken Serewiwa being prominent amongst them, Ken Serewiwa is dead because he betrayed his people. Jonathan must be very, very careful or else he will die in office. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Okay, my name is Ifeanyi Otuegbe. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you.
Yesterday I've been trying to reach you, but I understand the volume of call coming in.
It's too much.
What I want to, my contribution is this. Based on the Yoruba guy that made a comment about the way they killed our people, the way they stole our money, I think I will prefer, I will want you to keep replaying it, as in the guy's voice, the guy's comment, as in from time to time. I want you to be replaying it so that it will serve as a kind of an eye-opener to our people, because I discovered that up to this moment, I don't know, like you used to call them, baboons, if what Igbos, Mustangs, I don't really understand what is wrong with them, because I think I like that testimony from a Yoruba man. It's good. So if you can be, from time to time, maybe before your broadcast, you replay it from time to time, so that it will serve as a kind of an eye-opener to our people. I think that would be a very great thing for us. And also, I've been trying to tell people about Biafra, and even my household, even my mom, everybody listening to Biafra, even my mom is here. He has been trying to reach you guys, but you know, she finds it very difficult to contact you guys.
Is your mom there?
Yeah, she's here. She wants to make a comment.
Of course. Give her the phone.
Okay.
Give her the phone.
Director, ndewo.
Ndewo nne m igade. Igade.
Aha mo bo Chinwe nwa Amaka otu egbe. Ai mana ama maka agha. Ana ma abu mo ye ni mo na anu di ni suku ato. Mana ihe nchọrọ ka ngwa gị bụ gị jisi ike nna m ihe ahụ ị na-ekwu ọ na-awụ m akpata oyi. Even anata m inquiry ka mmalụ ma m ga-enweta otego m ji atara ahụ inweta gị adị m enweta gị enweta. So wee jụọ onye inquiry onye m nọmba Enugu ebe m ga-eje meeting mkpọkwa n'onye ahụ ọ sị m na ha na-enwe meeting. Gba m ebe ha na-eme meeting na Holy Ghost si oke na m ga-eje by 3. Yeah. Mana ihe na-ewutezi m n'okwu a niile bụ na ọ bụrụ na n'ihe a n'ojukwu nọ ndụ ọ ga-atọ m ezigbo ụtọ. Because nwoke a nụrụ ọgụ ka agụ mana onweghị onye recognize ya. Ọ bụrụ na ọ nọ ndụ ihe a na-eme achie m eto ọnwụ na ọka anwụ ndụ ya ka etokwuru ogologo.
Eziokwu.
Ma ọ bụrụ na ọka nọ ndụ, ọka anwụọ kịta, ọ ga-anọrụ more than 100 years.
That is correct.
Because na o nwere okwu mgba ume na abụ ọbịa otu a. Ọ na-agba mmadụ ugwu, ọ bụgodo ebe ịnwụ anwụ ya hapụ ịnwụ. Ya kwu. Biko nna m, jisi ike, emeketakwa na ma jijiji, anyị kwụ gị n'azụ.
Never.
Ibi na ụmụ onye ngwa maka this ihe na. Radio Biafra na fellowship abịa m ikpe aha maka security purposes.
Yes.
Ọsị m na agwa gị maka ya na ya ma ha onye na-ekwu ihe a bụ ADC Ojukwu agwara m ya. Ọsị m na o nwekwara ka ya si n'ukepu nsị aja ịchọ ya gwa ya na FM 97.6 ya aja ịchọ ya ndị ọzọ bịa na-ajụ m na-agwa ha ya na fellowship. So nna m jisi ike onwa m ihe na-eme ị na-anụ ọgụ ka nwoke iri ịkarịrị iri mmadụ ole ga-apụta kwuru otu a na-ekwu okwu na-eshekin akwụ m gị n'azụ ọbụna ume dị m ga-esokwu n'ọgụ nwa ma mgbe olulu because na ihe ị na-eme oo since nwa m nwoke gwa m ihe a anaghị dịbe etu unu ozi ibi na asị eje nweta voters card m tichasị a sị na m ga-eje ije eme voting mana ka nwa m gwachara m ihe a nju na ma ngazi nsị a na m ada agazi that to voters card dị wazie so na ma nga mezi voting ahụ ọya ka nsị ka m gwa gị biko nwanne m.
Never, never, ever, ever. Nam gozie gi nwanyo me ga de, ga de.
Chukwu abia ma ga eduru duoru, na eduru na aga niru na eduru. Ezinuno lo nwe ihe ga emie. Ndi na kuja kuja na ekwu okwu. Oha maka ihe nina ha me ga bukwa back to sender. Ma onye Yoruba nwanu na asuto onu. O bu ka o na asusowari onu. Odukwa ni ihe oma. Ndị kwana ihe ọma ikezi ọmanụ ihe bụ nke ma ọ bụ mmadụ n'ezie o kwuo naanị ya pụtakwa ọzọ kwuo ọ bụrụ na ọmụ nchalenje nna m jisi ike nwa m ọ ga-adịrị gị mma n'aha Jizọs.
Ise 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 ị ga-adị nna m ị ga-adị I'm infused and energized. And if I'm allowed, I can carry on till tomorrow morning, bro. Casting on Radio Biafra because of women like this. Agramuna Agwandine. They rose up and they fought in Aba in 1929 and told the white man to go to hell. Before that, in 1915, the Ohu riots, they came out and rioted. In 1947, in Enugu of all places, they came out to defend their men and their honor, our women. And this time around, they will come out. And the class and the breed of women you will see, you marvel. I said the zoo cannot win this very battle. They can never win it. They can never ever win it. There is only one way for them to come in. One window that is open for them is the crack that they made trying to carve out Niger Delta from Biafra. Yoruba all the time hitting very hard at it. If we manage to shut that door, if we manage to close it, we will defeat the zoo. I'm telling you, we will defeat them. They will dare not come. They can never come. Because we have come that the will of heaven may be fulfilled in our lifetime. The barrister has come to me, and as protocol demands, I must defer to him. Very eminent, accomplished attorney, barrister, legal mind, broadcaster, analyst extraordinaire. At the same time, also Fuonye Kobo. Oh, Fuonye, where am I going? Mama, Makandiota. Barrister is with me, and I will go to him. Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Director, so impressed. We are having different calls from different quarters, all nook and crannies. This is the effect of our job, the realistic version of what we've been doing all these years. It is yielding fruits. You know, when you plant something, of course, you expect a remuneration. And this is what we are getting. Mechukwu Abiama, bless this our mom that spoke to you some few moments ago. Director.
Barrister.
Director.
Barrister, I'm here.
We are making inroads.
Are you telling
typically,
me?
Typically, as we expected that we should make. Director, we are igniting. We are moving along. We are doing things in the name of Chukwu Abiama. Do you know one striking point upon in all this? We constantly mention the name of Chukwu Abiama. And the people are wondering, how are these guys are succeeding? The whole zoo is on fire.
Of course not.
And we, Director, we don't give no excuses to this. Because this is what we want. Biafra must come. The ordinance that kept us in this particular struggle is magnanimous. We are not looking back in preaching what we are saying here because Chukwu Abiama is our witness. Director, you know the Samuel Eto's case?
Yes.
Oprah Winfrey suffered the same case 2 years ago in Switzerland. Oprah Winfrey went to buy a bag, and the bag was the most expensive bag in Switzerland. The shop she went in, this lady did not know who Oprah Winfrey was. Oprah Winfrey picked up this bag. They then look at Oprah Winfrey scornfully. Can you afford this bag? Oprah said, how much is it? the woman says. Oprah said, give it to me, I want to pay. This man, please, don't disturb us here. Are you coming to steal or are you coming to thieve? Oprah Winfrey was upset about this. Oprah Winfrey said to her, do you notice I can buy this bag and buy the whole shop? The woman said, who are you? When they realized who Oprah Winfrey was, the whole Switzerland apologized. So, director, it's not only because of the zoological people of the zoo. It is, how to operate? It is a kind of, director, I'm sure of words, you know. It is an affront against black people, regardless where you came from. It's not because of their suspicions of the zoo. It's just of the skin that you have. Director, I got further information from our own personal person. Because you gave a testimony this morning how this guy was arrested and came scot-free. The reason why is because he presented his case as a Biafran, speaking before the police when they referred him as a black Nigerian. Say, please, do not refer me as a black Nigerian. I am a Biafran. They said, all right, we'll refer you as a Biafran Nigerian. I said, no, I am a Biafran, direct from Chukwu Abiyama. The police station marveled. I mean, somebody who is arrested is supposed to be timid. Biafrans, wherever you are, remain strong. Oprah Winfrey to use director's accent, a little bit, for us to move away from where we are. This guy was adamant. He was forthcoming by telling the police, I am a Biafran, and I cannot deny where I came from. Director, that's something you call in on Mehe and you see. This guy says he's not into Mehe at all. That the fish should cause the reason why he's here. He told them that the reason why he's here illegally is because of the British. Now, how can you argue against that? Dear friends, wherever you are, remain strong. Do not look backwards in going forward. Just a little bit, we'll go back home. There is nothing we don't have in our land. The same people holding you to captive will come to you to beg, to ask for accommodation. We will give it to them because when it comes to freedom, when it comes to immigration, we started it first. Uri, where all of us came from, started it. But the British destroyed our kingdom in 1911. We are like the bees. You know, when you go into a beehive and destroy it, the bees will fly around and they rebuild their beehives. And that's what Biafrans are doing. We are bees because we carry our potency wherever we are. We are bees and we are rebuilding these beehives. That is Biafra. No matter how you bless this guy, he's been ordained by Chukwu Abiyama. Nobody stops him from what he's saying. He carried on saying what he said because he believed in it. And it's very beautiful when you have an opinion, formed opinion, an ideology. Nobody can take you away from it. And that is what we do here on Radio Biafra. We told the zoo people, Guru Jonathan, leave Boko Haram. Let them have their own Sharia law. As far as they don't encroach into our own territory. Why? Boko Haram has this ideology that they have to have Sharia law. What's wrong with that? That is their religion. You cannot stop it. Our own religion is Biafra. Leave us, even the Europeans, when they want to sing, they say, those who have money talk about millionaires. And the stupid ones also talk about stupidness, according to the Jamaicans. The Boko Haram believe in Sharia law. Leave them with Sharia law. Biafrans, we believe in Biafra. The only discrepancy between us and Islamic nation of Boko Haram is stop killing people. You see a baby who has nothing to do with the baby. The baby just coming into this world. What did the baby do? You see a woman who just carrying, selling banana. You kill the woman. That is the discrepancy we have with the Boko Haram, even up to tomorrow. Now, when Biafrans start their own incursion, it will not be terrorism. It will be Boko Haram, Biafrans. We will not touch no woman, we will not touch no children. That's the difference. Educated people over non-educated people. Biafrans, We are not asking anything else apart from Boko Haram. Please go your own. Mama will tell me, Boko Haram, go in the Hausa land and stay. Biafrans, occupy Biafra land. That is all we ask for. We don't have any other problem. Director, I've been trying for the past almost 45 minutes to 1 hour to get in. And I don't know why you do this to me.
I don't. It's not my fault, barrister. Your people are all over the world and they are calling.
Guadiawa will always protect our director. And I also have to thank our brother, Ofoma. And I say sorry to him to accept our condolences here on Radio Biafra for the loss of his mother-in-law. Ofoma is a great guy. From beginning, this guy who has made serious contributions towards Radio Biafra. And we appreciate him because here on Radio Biafra, even if you give us penny, we appreciate you, and we thank him, and hope that he will bear the fortitude, and of course move on, because of course one day we will die. All we ask is just long life. Please, I commit back to you, and of course I'm listening.
Thank you, Barrister.
Thank you, Director.
The very eminent, accomplished, very erudite attorney at law here in the UK, Barrister Mamezu. Thank you very much for that. He is not a solicitor, but a barrister and attorney at law. Once again, I wanted to seek his permission. I have not been opportune to speak to him. But of course, we are announcing, please, to our friends and family members all over the world, that Chukwudi Ofoma, the very principal officer of state, of the Directorate of State, of the indigenous people of Biafra, suffer the bereavement. He lost his mother-in-law. Please, we ask him to try and bear this very loss. Everything born will die someday. As Barrister said, all we ask for is for long life and good deeds that we may be remembered long after we are gone. The caller on the phone, yes, can you hear me? The caller. Thank you very much. What is your name, please, and where are you calling from? And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Anyway.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Can you speak English?
No.
Because there are other parts of Biafra where they don't understand Igbo language. Once in a while, we make an exception to the rule. But I would like people in Cross River, people in Akwa Ibom, people in Bayelsa to hear what you're saying. Could you please, if you can, speak even broken English?
Okay, I will call my name.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for your understanding. We are inching ever closer to the end of our program. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And the whole of humanity is listening. As I told you before, I want to see this is Professor Goran. I want to know where Professor Goran comes from. Now, they are also talking of Buhari as the problem. The international criminal law professor of the University of Amsterdam is Goran Sluiter. He gave an interview. Goran Sluiter is saying that Buhari is the problem. Okorocha, are you listening? I told you, we will destroy that killer and massacre of our children. The killer and the butcher of our children. Today, they have added Buhari to the equation because of the work we are doing here on radio. I keep telling you, only if you know what is coming. They want money. If you give them money, can't you see it was rike? They will like it was rike. I look at them and I'm laughing at them. And I'm at you not. Before you know it, it's too late. If you go to Lagos right now, everywhere is vibrating. Before next week Tuesday, we'll be broadcasting on FM in Lagos. We will destroy the heart of darkness. Will bring light to it. We'll destroy Lagos completely. We will not detonate one bomb. No, what for? Such is you. Only the truth. And you see what will happen in Lagos. You are about to witness something cataclysmic of immense proportion. You are about to witness a once-in-a-lifetime event. You are about to see the coming of the kingdom of heaven. You will see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, if you don't turn down your system, I can't take your call. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Uchen Danyang.
Uchen Danyang, well, thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, once again, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I said, you see, these our people are evil politicians.
Yes.
It is high time they will rethink their position. They will profit nothing from Nigeria. Nigeria will not profit them anything. They will end up destroying themselves along with the Hausa Boko Haram. Look at how our people, look at the knowledge that we have been getting from the Radio Biafra for the past 1 week or 2 weeks I've been listening. How our civilization was here 5,000 years ago. Are they telling me that the level of education they attend, there is no distance? Or are they trying to be very selfish? I wonder. They will be totally destroyed. And to be frank with you, the best time to strike Nigeria is now that they are dying. The best time to strike is now. Militarily or whatever way, so that they will go along and die because they are dying in the northeast and whatever. We here in Africa are really angry. In fact, the work of the type of journalism, the type of media that Radio Biafra is presenting is far better than what I have had all my life, all my 50 years of life. So, Director, go ahead. Go ahead and with you. All of us are with you. We've given everything, even our lives, to realize this civilization that was destroyed by the British because of their selfishness. And we are ready to fight wherever and anywhere, whoever is involved. May God save Biafra, and may God save you and all of us.
He say, thank you very much for that, my dear brother. I am enamored. I don't know what to say. Anyị bịara ebe a ka anyị gbasaa ozi ọma Chineke n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu. Asụghị ngọnga, atụghị egwu mmadụ ọbụla. Sọsọ n'ihu ka anyị na-aga. N'ihi na onye nwe anyị bụ Jehova nke usu niile nke ndị agha kpọrọ anyị oku. Anyị wee ezeoku ahụ. Tọkwanụ mbọ a ka anyị na-agba. Sị na anyị ga-agbasa ozi ya n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu. Anyị ga na-ekwu nke bụ eziokwu ụtụtụ ehihie abalị. Ụbọchị niile nke ndụ anyị. N'ihi na ọrụ anyị na-arụ ebe ọwụwa kwa ọrụ eluigwe. Chukwu Abia will bless all of you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Please, your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah. My name is Chukwu Abia. I'm a native of Uriala in the local government. Then I'm calling you from Onitsha.
Thank you.
Director, I want to thank you because you hear my plea that I want, we are not giving Radio Biafra in Onitsha or in a way or I live at Onitsha. Then I have been talking to the Radio Biafra in Onitsha, but I did it and you committed 3 days ago. That we send transmitter to Onitsha, then we get it. So I tune into this night, and I got it. So I want to thank you. I went to the market of San Jamaki. I began to tell people that there is really a diaspora. They say they will never believe me until they see it and get it by themselves. Then I came from the city. I get more than 20 people to believe. They say that they will try to do it and get it here by themselves. Then as I came to this night, I heard someone that called me and thanking me that people are here, they are receiving radio therefore in our chat. Then I travel and tune it and get it just a few minutes ago. Then I want to thank you and promise. I am the one that called me 3 days ago.
Yes.
That I will be able to feeling the plant and everything.
Yes.
Then he said you will take my number and promise to bring the transmitter down here. Then I thank you for being so. Then I promise tomorrow morning when I go into the market, I will start to contact it. Tell them to return 19.6 later, they will get it. Within 1 week or 2 weeks, you will see what will come from our chat. You will hear, you will listen, you will see how much if one of the people getting this FM, you see, yeah.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a good thing you got through in the mist, in the ocean of all these calls coming in. It's a very good thing that you got through at last. And this will be our last caller today. I hope the caller on the line.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
I'm Mrs. Matandoka from Aba.
Mrs. Ndoka, thank you very much.
But my line did not go through.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I commend you on what you are doing.
Thank you.
Honestly, I'm glad that the upper must stand.
You see?
Hearing me?
Loud and clear. Loud and very clear. Go ahead.
I'm glad that the upper must stand.
You see?
I must honestly commend you on your fruitless effort. Make sure that Biafra must stand.
Thank
whatever
you.
That Yoruba idiot said yesterday, I was following you all through. I heard what he said. And he forgot that all peoples in Yoruba land have been making use of their girls. He's an idiot.
He is. He is.
I said, may God grant you His grace to follow up whatever you are doing. The God Almighty grant you the wisdom to follow whatever anybody will say. Any idiot, Biafra will stand.
And
Biafra must stay.
Thank you very much.
Metugu Abiyama, grant you the grace.
Thank you very much for that. Another mother also calling from Aba. Thank you. We are resolute. We are relentless. We are formidable because our people are very, very special. Sometimes we castigate them. So to wake you up. To rise from your slumber. To confront your destiny. And to prevail over your adversaries. That is why we are here, to prepare you for what is to come. At the end of it, you know, we'll sit down and discuss and say, hey, do you remember that time when this happened? And we can laugh over it. For some of us, we will continue to worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. I thank all of you for having listened everywhere you are. Biafra is all encompassing. It involves everybody. Idoma, Igala, Igbo, Ibibio, Efik, Ijo, Ishekiri, Urobo, Isoko, everybody in between. If you say you're from Oron, you want to be treated differently, that is fine and good. If you say you're from Anioma, we want to mention you, we accept it. Kwale, you want us to mention you? Of course, but you're all Igbos anyway. We know that very well, don't we? Biafra will be the most civilized nation upon the face of the earth. Civilized. Equality, honor, respect, and decency for all. ebe bere ugo bere nke si be blank gakwaya odanwo ozugbo ozugbo. That is the essence of equality. And in all that we do, ezoku gabundo, truth will guide us in all that we do. That is why to us, Biafra is our religion. And here on radio, Biafra is where we worship the Most High. Chukwa Biama is his name. And only him is God and worthy of praise. He will bless, guide, keep, nurture, sustain, preserve, protect each and every one of you and your families. We are reconvening again in the morning. 9 a.m. in Biafra land, 8 a.m. here in the UK. We shall preach this very gospel until his kingdom come and his will done on earth as it is in heaven. From me, from here, this very day, it is simply good evening.
We shall always reach.